Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener. This week on the show, you're getting me, Charles, and Ian. We're sitting down for a real talk. We're having a conversation on stunts and actors who do their own versus who don't. And then we break into Black Mirror. Black Mirror's coming out in June, kids. So if this is a show that you love and you appreciate dystopian futures and technology that's going to ruin us, this episode is for you. We're talking about our favorite episodes. We're talking about things we hope to see. We even talk about what technology from the show we think maybe could do some good in everyday life. And one big, long-ass review, spoilers included, of Guardians of the Galaxy. We all caught it opening weekend. So if you haven't seen it, this is going to spoil it for you. So skip to the second half of the show right at the hour point. And it'll take you right into the real talk of the episode. So that's who's on the show. That's what's on the show. Updates, events, housekeeping. Go hit the link in our bio, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. On Instagram and Twitter, it's at Real Debaters Pod. And on Facebook, it's the Real Debaters Podcast. And on YouTube, our YouTube Shorts channel, which are just selected clips from the show, at RD Podcast Shorts on YouTube, at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and the Real Debaters Facebook. Any one of those has a link in the bio that opens you up to the Debaterverse, which is all of the side projects that we do here, the show, what we're doing, when we're doing it, why we're doing it, how much it costs to do it. So if you want to hang out with us this summer at some of the events, because we just booked a really great one today, you got to stay tuned. So you got to follow us on social media, and then you also got to subscribe to the show. That you should do first, because you'll just hear it every week, and then you'll listen to the things we talk about. And if you're a cinephile like we are, and you love to dig deep and go down rabbit holes and chew the fat and go long, then stick around, subscribe, hit that follow, like, whatever button that enables us to be in your podcast player each week, and then we'll do that. And so all the things that you want to know for the Debaterverse, it's the link in our bio at one of our social media pages, and then just subscribe. That's all you gotta do. Just subscribe. I'm going to shut up. That's it. That's all I got for this week, kids. So I'll cue that reel and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film. 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everyone. The space section of the charter.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order. I show you out of order.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters Podcast. I am Michael Petro. Hello, listener.
I am Ian Bala.
I am Charles Fernandez.
Welcome back. You're in for a treat this week. We've got Ian back after a hot minute of busy fucking around with his dog, Diamond, filming true crime. Good to have you back, sir.
True crime television.
True crime with Ian Bala. Follow that on TikTok, guys. It's a fun day behind the filming of true crime. Ian's back. Charles is here for real talk. It's been a hot. I think it's been, like you guys were saying before we started, it's been a while since we've all just.
I feel like it's been maybe a month.
We're debating and we're chewing the fat and picking Oscars. And now.
Oh, yeah, that was the last one.
Fun.
Oscars. I guess it's been a bit.
Fun.
And
that's not one. That was
a good one. Yeah, we did a twofer. It was good. It was just me and Michael.
Yeah, I do like the twofers are fun.
Yeah, it was
good. Especially
you're
with Oscars.
You're due for a twofer.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Due for a twofer?
Yeah.
I'm always down for a twofer. Fuck.
Fuck yeah, buddy.
That's when you take a shit and then you guys meet up.
Yeah,
I just took.
I
just took a number ticker. What is that? It's a number
two.
At your house? You never upper deck at home.
No.
You upper deck everywhere else.
Yeah. Everywhere else.
Everywhere else. listener, real talk this week. No debate for you. We are all fresh off of Guardians of the Galaxy. It rarely happens where like we all lead busy lives. We all have different schedules, right? So like when we all get to like see a movie and then talk about it in the same week,
opening week especially.
Nonetheless,
it was
too,
a fun homework assignment.
Yeah. I didn't have a problem.
It was great.
I had a feeling we were all going to do it this weekend, and I was like, I feel like if I pitch this, everyone's going to be on it. So
on it like a fucking flying shit.
It's funny though, like I've been so out of the loop. I was like, isn't it coming out like next year? They're and then when
next,
you posted it, I was like, I have nothing to do now. Yeah, let's do this.
So we're gonna give you our take on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. We have a conversation on stunts, our favorites. Should some of these aging actors who do their own stunts stop, because they're probably gonna die on screen? And then we're gonna talk about Black Mirror, because new Black Mirror is coming out in June.
Woo!
Shoot already.
Right? It's right around the corner.
Let's go.
We're going to talk about what once was a dystopian future is now just a year away. Yeah. Right. Or happening, depending on what piece of fucking tech you own. Right.
Yeah.
Let's just step off this mortal fucking coil and get into it. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Who wants to go first?
I feel like we need a music drop or something. Yeah.
I'll insert right here the Guardians intro so we can have our own hero moment. It'll be the Hero Walk music right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right here.
Or I could just go, bum, ba-na-na, 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 ba-na-na.
This is not in tune at all. Okay, I'll start it off. I have realized something magical about James Gunn, and James Gunn knows exactly how to pace and not come in too hot and not blow you up with his dark sense of humor too fast. And I think that was one of my favorite things about last night, because it was a slow burn. It was this opening on Rocket. We all knew we were going to get a Rocket backstory.
We did.
I honestly did not think they were going to jump into
the
it.
The posters.
Though, like, bam.
No, so fast.
But like literally, like Warlock, bam.
I know.
Like, whoa.
Okay. Right. Yeah. And so the opening on that was so magical, because I was like, OK, here we go. We're going to and the beauty of tying that back and forth. We've got current day. Then we've got Rocket, and Rocket's experiencing some sort of fucked up.
Wow.
It all meshed so well.
Especially
together.
They built it so well from the first movie when he gets drunk and he's like, "You've never been to experiment at all."
Yeah,
and
right.
And
you're
he
like,
takes his shirt off and you see
yeah,
the,
yeah.
the
I'm not
metal,
a fucking rodent.
And he doesn't. Yeah,
it's just it's funny they picked him because they all have backstories that we don't know. Like they all have traumatic backstories.
Yeah.
But specifically him, like, you know, obviously he's a favorite character. It's just, it's so good. Like, I don't know. There was something about that story that really, I cried.
Oh, man.
At least, I think two times, three times.
Anytime it went to him and his crew, I was just, me and Claudia would be holding her hands so tight that it was like, because like, ugh.
And
oh,
it was
man.
Such a, like, these three rodent friends that he had. Coming up in the world of the high evolutionary. It's the first time he's ever felt kinship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's the fucking freak, right? Yeah. He's the raccoon who, so good when they ended it with. He's
I was going to say.
When that cage door opens and you find out that it's like it's his Greek name and then it pans right to raccoon. I'm like, yes, I knew it was a fucking raccoon.
I get it. Everyone really loves that. I am Iron Man, and it was a very good mic drop, but I truly think Rocket got the best, like, saying his own name kind of in the moment. When he says, I'm Rocket Raccoon, and it's the first time he says it, I couldn't help but just like, oh, man. It took everything in me not to be like, ah!
There's also, like,
it was so awesome.
That bad guy
great.
Was truly... like not redeemable in any way. Like he is one of the.
That's why I love the gun was like we're gonna show you how actually evil he is.
Yeah.
And you when that last shot.
Yeah.
And he's still talking to them.
I
you're
know.
Like,
I love that. Yeah. I thought that was
that's
like,
real ugly. Like,
I'm
that's
so
real
glad.
Villain.
Yep.
I leaned over to Mark and was like, Mark, who's a high evolutionary? I don't know anything.
Yeah,
about
I didn't
this
know
guy.
Anything
yeah,
about
yeah,
this
I don't
guy
know
either.
That world either.
And
yeah.
he's like, do you know when people like you know when the Nazis and Gables crossbred shit and did weird science
experiments. Yeah, they tried to make the super, like, their version of the
yeah.
super soldier.
I was like, yeah, he's like, that guy. I'm like, oh, man. So that really put it in a frame of reference. But when he when he befriends Rocket.
Right.
And
I know.
And then when Rocket has his giant fucking IQ moment.
Yeah.
And
smartest
then,
one in the room.
Smartest one in the room.
Yeah.
And yet I made you. Why am I not smarter?
Yep.
That the breakdown when Rocket realizes that he's nothing but a science experiment and another number.
I know.
And he's like, you're not going down to the planet. You're not part of the perfect species. My heart just dropped.
Because the way he does it too, right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's all in dialogue.
That actor is phenomenal, by the way.
Like, what's
his name? I'm going to butcher it.
I don't know, I can't
say it.
So,
well,
it was just like
I
so
apologize.
Shakespearean. It was just like so well done.
He did Shakespeare.
Yeah.
He was truly, like, it killed me. It kills me in a way that I'm like, that's it. Like, that's a final act
for him.
His villain, unfortunately. I did hope there was a little bit of me at the end when they ripped his face where I was like, Red Skull's back. Like, why not?
Yeah,
like, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? But
Red Skull in space.
Oh, I also have to say, because this just popped in my head, and I was like the only one in the theater that really lost my mind. But from the minute they showed the High Evolutionary, like in his final form, I literally looked at Claudia and I'm like, okay. I get it, but the RoboCop, come on. And then when he's like, you RoboCop looking, I was like, yeah! I was like, there's no way that I could be the only. When it was hanging there, so and then it's like.
I know, that it's so good.
It was great. He pulled his face off.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so Rocket's backstory, fan-fucking-tastic.
Amazing.
I also said, the friends, did they remind you of Toy Story? The freak toys
like
from
Sid's toys.
Sid's toys.
The big elephant seal or walrus.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah.
remind me of Mr.
The rabbit
head.
With the wheels.
The rabbit with the wheels.
Oh, yeah. Was the head, the also, doll head with the.
Just, or was like bubbles, and Nemo, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Just that. The rabbit with the mask spider legs was the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Something funny, like with the Toy Story, I never really. Like, I guess those characters really didn't have a soul where you really connected with them. Mm. These ones, I got so emotional even seeing them because I'm like, they were mistreated to this point, and they're so happy still. And
right.
I'm like,
especially
I don't know,
like the rabbit.
The rabbit. Yeah. I was just breaking emotionally every fucking time, and it hurt so much.
It really, it was tough. It really. And like when they're all lying there, looking up at the sky, naming each other.
Yeah.
I want to be called, what is it, Luna or
Lila.
And you know I want to be called Floor.
Yeah, I know. And the way she did it, they were like, hell yeah, you are Floor. Yeah. But she was just like, I'm on the floor.
You know who was a voice actor that is?
Who?
Yeah.
I forgot
Linda Cardellini.
Linda Cardellini, who's Hawkeye's wife.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Double
She's
dipping.
Fantastic.
Double dipping in the Marvel universe.
Yeah. Can who else did? Somebody else had
a couple of people. Michelle Yeoh? No, not Michelle Yeoh.
There's a couple.
There's
that.
There is a list.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
The other dude, the dumb dude, with the curly hair that's really good looking, Pratt.
Oh,
we'll get to Warlock.
Oh.
I'm not ready to talk about Goldfinger. I'm not ready to talk about Goldfinger yet. I have some issues about that face paint. But no, Peter's story. Peter Quill. Yeah. Right?
Oh, Quill.
Not Colin. Quill.
I honestly had the good looking curly hair man. I was like, who are you talking about? Like, I honestly was confused for
Gamora.
A moment.
Yeah. Gamora. Yes. Gamora, no. Yeah. The Peter and Gamora story. That I'm not inhuman, but that's the first time where watching two humans or watching two raccoons be tortured, I felt so bad for Peter. Like he would get lot when the kneeling thing when he's like trying to break contact with her and just like get in her space so she realized, and he's just this lost puppy, and I'm like, can't you find a fucking commonality and just give him a fucking chance.
I'm glad it didn't lean so heavily into that storyline. Like I felt it was well balanced.
And I'm glad they didn't end up together.
Yeah.
That's not real.
It's
man.
So well balanced.
Yeah.
Everyone
got
a perfect sound.
Yeah, it's not like she
They
was,
had their time.
And it was established. Yeah. Gamora is a good person, so we know in every timeline she does have that good quality. But I get it, man, and it must be so difficult, and I think that's what makes Star-Lord even more interesting, is he tasted a timeline where he got to be with his soulmate,
right.
And in this other timeline, it'll never happen.
Yeah.
But
while at the
welcome
same
to
time,
life, my friend.
Yeah. Welcome to every hero.
Yeah, just be happy you had that timeline. Yeah. Also, like,
girl's journey, bud.
She also came through,
yeah.
Because at the beginning of the movie, you kind of hate Gamora. She sucks.
Right.
And she's a dick. But by the end of it, it's just nice to be able to be like, yay,
well,
Gamora's good.
Yeah,
you know?
Her mic drop of like, I bet we would have been fun.
Yeah, that was great.
I thought
that
was a
perfect.
Nice moment.
And he said, and he's like, we definitely were.
We were.
Yeah.
But the Nebula Peter stuff. Brilliant.
Fuck.
Brilliant.
So fun.
It's a nice shade of black.
Nebula has grown as a character. It's
totally.
Like, they gave her so much depth.
Well, like, one, that actress is,
Karen
like,
Gillan?
Yes.
Karen Gillan?
Who's like
Gillian?
In Jumanji. Like,
talk about women crush
I think
Wednesday.
Her, she's awesome.
I think they just like.
Shaving your head for the first round of the films?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That was commitment to the
Especially
character.
Especially her, because like, you know, someone who's like a model, super,
hot.
Sorry, but.
I think they realized they had like someone very good after the Jumanji movies that they were like, let's keep using her.
Yes.
And the fact that she's like a major character in Endgame is so interesting. Like I don't know. I don't know how she is in the comics, but
her character has as much of an arc as Gamora's.
Yeah.
Because 100%. They're the sisters from the same the grunt thing was fucking hilarious. I really liked their relationship. Actually, it was nice seeing because that was one thing I told Claudia that was a nice trade off. Is in the other timeline, we got to see her in love with Quill, but she never had a relationship with Nebula. It was nice to see her have that sister relationship in this one, and they really, they were sisters.
Yeah, they were sisters
more. Right? So that was kind of like, Gunn's a very fucking smart writer. He knows what he's doing, and I love
the
Marvel.
He knows these fucking characters.
Yeah, like, and Marvel, and it's nice to see, especially at this point, and it might be because it's his farewell for a little bit. I don't think he's completely done with Marvel, but obviously for a bit, he can't, because he's with DC.
Yeah. Contract.
But I think it finally showed that Marvel was like, Gunn, whatever you want to do.
Well, I think he had a three-point plan,
yeah,
and I think Endgame might have fucked it up a little bit. For him, I think like I think he had to like you know detour and figure out how
you
to
heard,
get back.
You saw the interview. He said he didn't agree.
I didn't actually. Yeah, no,
he,
I just
he said in an interview he did not agree with
killing
the decision to make Peter break lose his cool and punch Thanos and essentially ruin everything.
Oh my god!
Gunn said he would never.
But that scene hits
ever done
so
that.
Much
it is.
For
it
me.
Is, and I look at it from the Russos, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
And every time I watch it. I
it's
do
so
feel that that's what Star-Lord would do,
but, you
but that's someone else writing your character, so I get it.
Agreed.
I get it.
The loss of Gamora is compounded by that hit, so that's Russo's showing you.
Yes.
Yep.
And again,
now, guys, he's gonna go double-time grieving.
And it's echoed, again, with Black Widow. We literally lose Black Widow the exact same way,
right?
So that's also the Russos giving, like... You know, every time someone uses this stone, something's got some. There's a sacrifice, so
something's got to give.
Yeah, right.
Jack Nicholson,
so,
that shit.
But
his work in the monotony, the boring scenes of the movie, the couch sequence, right?
Yeah, where it's like,
Drax, sit up.
Yeah.
It has multiple purposes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, and like you're ugly, and just like everything, like he really was like, this is my swan song. I'm going to make sure all these characters have a lot of screen time because that's what the 2.5 hours is, right?
Well,
it's not so much the story. It's everybody getting some depth.
I feel like he paired certain characters with each other very well, like Drax and what's the bug girl name?
Oh, Nebula?
Mantis.
Mantis.
Oh, Mantis, yeah.
Mantis,
like pairing them as like, you know, like
well,
simple mind
special.
Versus like they did,
yeah,
yes,
right?
For sure.
Like
when she slides in and it's like, the whole frog analogy metaphor sequence where he gets out of hand and he's like, you're like a leaf.
Yeah.
Or you're where I blow on you or something.
Yeah,
metaphor.
Yeah.
Analogy.
Yeah. And he's so confident in everything.
When
like,
it's like, you think I'm stupid?
Yeah,
you
know? That was great. That was so.
Forgetting.
He's like,
This is not building me up.
I think I'm finding this conversation a little offensive. Yeah. And he's still thinking about it because they're just still talking. So
can I,
like,
James Gunn's brother. Sean like that beginning scene with the arrow and it hitting Warlock in the side of the head. He's like, who threw this at me?
I could not stop laughing. That's
like,
great.
I'm ready to talk about Warlock.
That was great.
Okay.
I just didn't want to start with
who him. Threw this at me? Say it now.
Love that
I loved him.
Love the actor.
Will Poulter.
Underused.
Underused.
Oh, Adam Warlock was a total gimmick.
Yeah, total. It just sucks that they built it as the end credit in like part two.
Yeah,
I really
and they
thought he was going to not be a gimmick. I thought he was going to be...
I thought he was going to be like the big bad.
But maybe that... I think that was kind of Gunn's part of his little sprinkling the salt there is he's like... And he used Will... Like, when you see Will talking about in interviews, man, he loved the role. He really had fun with
so
it.
Fun.
I think it's cute when he has like the dog or whatever, the little alien.
Yeah, and he wants... And he insists in keeping
it.
Yeah,
and he has a little... He becomes a guardian. Like,
how about...
It's pretty badass.
It's
like,
pretty badass.
Let's be honest, too. And like, what's neat about it, too, is like... It's one of those things where Marvel kind of does this with every movie where they'll have this thing where you're like, what? That was kind of, huh? What? And I think Gunn just was like, ours is going to be Warlock, but it's going to be a fun one. And it was because it was kind of like
the mama's boy.
And it was also seeing Superman be an idiot. Like, what if Superman was an absolute moron?
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm here to save the day, but he doesn't know what he's doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I treated it like that, and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yep.
Right? And he's doing Superman, so I'm like...
Yeah.
I forgot that he was What's-Her-Face's son.
Yeah.
So when I saw him show up, and she's not really in the trailer, I had words about... I was like, are we really doing 1970s gold paint? Like, But then when I realized that he's an offspring of that race, I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I thought they just made a decision to do that versus
also,
a lineage.
Also, he explains to you it's different atmosphere, so they're not on their... In the second one, they're on their planet, so they're like shining gold.
Yeah.
Here, she's like all haggard and run down, so it just looks like literally yellow fucking... fucking pain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's what their species does, apparently. Like, it's reflective.
They lose
of,
their
like,
hue.
Yeah, they lose. Yeah, they, and that's why when he came out, he was fresh. Fresh.
Give me
death,
a filter.
Right?
I'm losing shine
yeah.
here.
Yeah, totally. But
yeah, no, he was arrogant idiot.
Yep.
Total yeah. comic
moron.
Funny gag.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, I just got stabbed.
Yeah, like that.
It hurts.
It hurts. Because he's a baby. He's literally
he's
a man
child.
Child.
Yeah,
yeah, he's a literal man. And again, it's like Superman. Like the first time Superman feels pain, he's like, ow. Like it's a really over obnoxious. It's like, yeah, welcome to pain.
You know what? That makes sense, though, because they took him out of the cocoon too early.
I love when she says that, too.
Right.
And I burst out laughing.
That
I'm
does
like,
make more
so
sense.
He's dumb?
Well, it's like leaving him on the tit too
yeah,
long,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know, like,
that
he's
is kind
funny.
Of a moron.
I didn't really realize that, but yeah.
It reminded me of of Ninja Turtles 2, like with the...
Oh, the ooze.
The ooze when they put it in the... And he's like, Mama, they are babies! And it's like, yeah, well, they are. Like, just because you have a Superman, it has the mentality of a child, right? Like, that's why I love, like you said, when he gets hit with the fucking arrow, who threw this at me? Say it now! He's like so angry because it's such a little dumb thing.
He's having a fucking tantrum.
He's like, because he's like, how would even someone think this is okay? Right? Like,
how dare you?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's great. Like,
I loved Cosmo.
Oh, Cosmo stole the show.
I thought of you every time.
Cosmo's great.
Forgot about the Christmas special and that he's in, like...
Dog pick for the dog debate.
I literally looked at Claudia and was like, damn it, if we did that debate now, Cosmo would have killed
I just
him.
Need that costume so badly.
Oh, dude, I wish Cookie would even, like humor a costume because that would be every goddamn
I'm going to I'm gonna find it. Like, I was like...
And it's Borat's daughter.
That's what I told her.
Oh,
I was like,
she's
Borat's
great.
Daughter.
So good. Be like, how dare you call me a bad daughter?
And every time Claudia'd be like, no, you can't say it. Like, every dog owner knows.
I know. It
you
felt
awful. That pain. And I love even they're playing poker or whatever. And she's like, you know, Sylvia Thrasha sent me up. Never once did they say bad dog. And the mission failed. Like, the way she still won't let it go. It's like, that's a real dog, though. Like,
it made me think of that Simpson episode where Homer's brother invents the talking baby machine.
Yeah.
It made me think of that a lot.
I actually know that episode.
Yeah.
God damn.
I
thought of you when Cosmo got on screen.
Oh my god,
it's just amazing.
She
had a good role. Like she wasn't just like thrown in there, right?
She uses telekinesis.
Yeah,
I love
typical dog when she's really like using it. She's like, I'm like, oh, it's so
I
good.
Cannot hold it.
She had a fucking save in the end of fight.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, everybody.
She's
alive.
A guardian now. Right?
I love it. This is the best.
It's
part.
Great, man. It's great.
It's like the team I want to be a part of now. There's a dog on the team.
And like Gunn said, like he didn't even like he didn't have any other voices from Marvel or anything. He wrote the script and he made sure to have a last page where it's like, yeah, that's the new lineup. And they didn't.
Give
him any pushback.
Read that.
They gave him no pushback.
So
it's a fun collective.
Absolutely. And again, it's always been.
Let's hope they don't ruin it by doing a fourth.
No, I think it's they made an effort to say Star-Lord will return, and I think that means also the Guardians will, but it's never going to be that team.
Who do you think the next door neighbor is? It's not mowing his lawn.
That's funny.
You know who it would have been? It would have been Stan Lee, but that's what I told Claudia.
Oh.
Like, I think that would have been a funny joke, and it should have been Stan Lee.
Probably.
And he should have been like, you bum, like calling him a bum or something like that. But I don't know. I'm curious. I wonder if that's going to be an actual thing they'll follow up with, or if that's just like a gun gag. You know what I mean? Like,
I read a thing
either way, it's like it really alludes to it. But what did you read?
We'll like the multiverse-wise, Star-Lord will show up as a different actor.
Like a what if? Like
what
the what
if? Yeah, exactly. Chadwick,
T'Challa was.
Exactly.
He was the Star Lord in that. Like they did a version of what if where he was Star Lord.
What if is canon?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is an actual timeline of the multiverse.
So it that's why they say that for one. What I read, it cuts to white as opposed to black. So
yes.
Multiverse. It's
yeah.
Opposite.
And also the choice of type that they use, it's different.
It is different. I didn't
notice
that.
Than we've ever seen.
I agree.
It's not
your pre-comic showing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right. Have you? Oh, you. This is a whole other rant.
Yeah.
There's an SNL skit where Ryan Gosling was the guest star.
Oh yeah,
and he comes obsessed with the effort, and it's like they make it like a drama. Like he's like, but it's not the right.
It's just papaya.
It's just papyrus. But the papyrus, they never said it was. And he's trying to figure out what font it is.
Cheap.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, I didn't think of the white background, but that's a good point.
Yes,
that is a really good point.
There, like we obviously all stayed for the credits.
Yep.
Yeah,
Andy Serkis was head of a department, by the way. He was head of some.
I'm sure him and Sean Gunn must be best friends in real life because like, they do. Like Sean Gunn does all the motion cap for Rocket.
It was involved in the VFX department.
Yeah. Interesting.
And Sean Gunn did the voice of Little Rocket.
Sky Blue Rocket.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, Sean did the like. Sean does all the motion cap for any gun movies. It's his bro.
There is something.
I knew that much. Yeah.
That needs to happen in every other Marvel movie going forward that hasn't been shot.
Okay.
I don't know if they're all shot on Red cameras, but he has a huge section at the bottom for Red.
Yeah.
As so, I'm assuming the majority of it is.
Probably.
I know you know how good a Red like. Don't buy a Red unless you know.
But that's supposed to be like the future the camera.
Red
right?
cameras are just, they're like Apple cameras, right?
Yeah.
They're just the tippy top. But there's no motion blur in his fight scenes. Like, I want to get technical for a second. When he slows down the cut.
Right.
And you get to watch like that sequence in the hallway when they fight against all those like squid things.
Yeah.
And then when him and Groot. Do that spinning shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You
that was
see,
so good.
Wicked.
You see
so
the
good.
Guns coming out and the roots growing perfectly. In Endgame, I know in my head, because I've seen it 27 times, there's motion blur. And you do lose a lot.
So
and I can put up with
it. Is that a director's choice?
I think that might be how he films. Right? Yeah.
And I really wish that they would make that a little bit more standard in the other stuff. I know it's his take, but fuck, is it fun to watch all the expressions change?
I think it's.
I hope they kind of do that out. For the new Transformers, they did that.
Yeah.
And it's great.
And I don't, maybe
it's
Red
so
Camera
cool.
is what it is and like the software. I don't know, but it just.
It's got to be a mix between, because also your VFX.
Yeah, I think it's a VFX
right?
stuff,
like for
like
sure,
because
they're making all of that. Like that's, I think it's a common, like because you
I
know
think
JJ,
it's probably a combination,
like if it was JJ, he'd be like, put in that motion blur, put in some flares, put in some flares, like that's a creative thing.
But you
loves.
Are right though, like it is like less motion blur.
Yeah,
see, I didn't really realize that, but especially like that gun scene where. He has multiple guns.
And they're
like,
all coming out of him?
And like, and that scene was in the trailer and looked fucking cool. And then it showed up on screen and it still was fucking cool.
They're in the giant evolutionary ship.
Yeah.
And that huge room they're in is where the fight's taking place. And it's just, it's insane.
Also, it was Gunn's way of being like, this is their last big fucking fight with this team. Let's give everyone a nice... spotlight and show how this team.
Are you talking about the hallway scene?
Oh yeah,
yeah, that one take hallway.
Oh my god,
it's one of those ones.
It was
where
incredible.
Like,
it spun both sides of the room.
Yeah,
it sped up
and
slowed
everyone
down as you went
got
through.
A cool.
It,
whoa,
it might actually
holy shit moment.
Like it's been a while since I've seen the Endgame one where the camera just goes on this like big you know journey.
Going around. Yeah,
but like that one, something about that one just being very. Tight in and just you know that it was lower to the ground. The camera never really you know wasn't flying with Spider-Man or anything. Something about that one just really felt. More compact and just like
very
sure,
much so
it
more
fun
like definitely fight choreography there because they're filming that with real not saying that they didn't but I see what you're meaning especially too and he's showing every it was like a play it was like watching
a lot more
it was beautiful like it was beautiful
it's that really fun Quicksilver scene
and the attention
and,
to detail
and the attention
Days
to detail
past.
Days of Future Past but it's that with five fight sequences.
Yeah.
Like, they even do it when they're in nowhere in the opening, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
It is his style of fighting with them.
Totally.
And it's these, like, and I mean, he knows how to break a fourth wall without any of them looking at you because when they all turn in to do the hero walk, and they all, like, smile and smirk and know, that's each of them.
Yeah.
That's Batista.
Right.
That's Gillen.
Right.
That's
for all you know, Gunn's yelling shit at them to make them break, and then he's using it, right? Like
that because they
you guys
all,
are idiots. And they're like,
they all know it's their last hero walk, which we've had one in each of them.
Yeah.
He made sure that everybody had a moment in their hero walk as themselves, as their character. That shit's just fucking smart.
Right.
Did you guys see the so they didn't CGI when Nebula's carrying
I've seen
Star-Lord.
Yeah.
That's a 35
pound.
Yeah, like
dude. Did you see that? Gummy, and it breathes. Its chest moves up and down.
Do you guys want to know? Have you seen the clip?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, where they're on set and she grabs it and then they give it to Chris Pratt to hold and he's like.
No. Okay. So they were doing a press and they were talking about it.
Yeah.
Stop me if you know this, more for listener, but. So they're talking about it, and he's like, "Yeah, that was a real dummy. That wasn't a real Pratt, and it was 35 pounds, and it did all these things." And then I left it in my office, and people would come in, and this is how he says it. He says they would come in and scream, and then Pratt just like spits his water back into his cup, and he's like, "Pardon?" And he's like, "Yeah, they would come in and scream," and then he leans over off mic, and he's like. You'd let them come in it, and then they'd scream. And then he's like, no, they'd come in the room
that's
and scream
like a,
at being
such
scared
a Pratt,
by
such a Pratt
it.
Joke.
Totally.
You know?
He did that shit on Parks and Rec
all
the
time.
Yeah,
agreed.
I've seen those outtakes.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They're great.
Oh, that one. The
Kim Kardashian.
Kardashian
he's like,
one.
They're like, everybody loves a good comeback story. And they're like, Rocky, this. And then he's like. Kim Kardashian, they're like, no, I don't know about that one. He's like, no, I'm pretty sure she gets cum in her back in the video. And they fucking lose
so
it.
So good.
Right?
Man,
so,
like, have you seen like him and Jennifer Lawrence doing the face-off where they have to insult each other? His improv is so good.
It's unreal.
It's unreal.
Yeah. I hate that he's so fucking hated because I love the man.
I don't get it.
Well, he ain't, you know, okay, sorry.
Is it because it's just him? Like he's always just
two movies
too happy?
In like the last month.
He's the king.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, he's owning
but
Spring.
Also, both movies had Beastie Boys.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
I haven't seen Mario yet. They play that?
They play
that. Oh, that's hilarious.
Like right in the beginning.
I loved the music in this one. And
I agree.
Love that they stepped up the decades a little bit.
2000s.
Did you see the iPod at the end?
I did.
All of it got
the
put
Zune,
onto
you
it?
Mean?
I did. Yeah, I love that it was a Zune.
Yeah,
that was
Zune,
great.
My bad,
Microsoft,
my bad.
Somewhere, Microsoft's like,
we did it.
No one knows, but we did it.
Everyone remembers us.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Zune.
You know why they did that, right? I don't think they could even get Zune. Microsoft's probably just happy. They're probably just like, what?
Wow.
Awesome.
Zune sales. Have
There's 20
the
Zunes for everybody.
Do you think it works in the movie?
I'm sorry if you're... We may need to do an upware or an update for the software. Not an upware.
Yeah, that's great.
The soundtrack was fantastic.
Agreed.
Even that they noted how the soundtrack... Like, Rocket in the end with it.
Oh, yeah.
Asking all the song choices.
Yeah.
But, like, do you realize... Like Flaming Lips coming in.
I love that song.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ending on Florence has blown up my TikTok. Like everyone's like they show clips of people
Did
like
you see
crying,
Florence though. Watching it?
Yeah.
No.
Florence watched it.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah.
Guys, I
she's just
have
like
you guys
she
seen...
just looks over at everybody and she smiles and then she looks back and
Good.
Gets like lost
Good.
In the moment.
Have you guys seen Florence and the Machine like live at all?
No.
I wish.
Oh, I would love to.
I saw her at Lollapalooza.
She's
and
insane.
She is and you know what's great about
Beast.
It? She embraces everything. So she wore this gorgeous, long, red floral dress that, like, dragged across the stage, had her hair all out, and then guess what happens? Like, halfway through her set, this huge gust of wind just comes through, like, oh, man, and it went, and literally she just decided to just go, like, hit a solo, like, oh, like opera.
Wow.
And everyone just stood in shock because it was like, this is really happening? Yeah, like, she was, like... It was such
That's
a cool
the music.
Dude. It was so when that song started playing, like it just brought me back to that, and
well,
I
and
was like, "Oh my god!"
That album like, holds a special place in my heart.
That
like,
album is brilliant.
Yeah,
it's one of the
one
best,
of my like top 10 favorite
four big time. Hits off that album.
Oh yeah,
I moved to Toronto the year that album, or sorry, I moved to Toronto a couple years after that album came out, and that was the set we saw at Lolla.
Wow!
So right away,
oh, god.
That was like the big. Oh yeah,
yeah. Toured on that.
Oh,
album.
I heard her sing that song live.
I
man.
Feel I could have went to Oshiaga that year, and I didn't because she played.
I knew she was
that
there.
Year.
That
if you
year.
Guys ever get a chance to see them, like and her,
it's,
like go,
it's on my
it's,
list.
She's
yeah.
incredible.
Yeah.
Like she's and I saw her again in 2011. Now, like she has so much more music. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But it was like she played that whole album. Like,
isn't
it was.
Isn't it weird though? Like that song is like at probably at this point like over a decade old.
Yeah.
And like that's why it kind of fits the movie
yeah,
so well because
like,
it is
yeah.
like early
Kate
2000.
Bush with
yeah.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Running
totally.
Up a mountain. Yeah. If it pops yep. in a scene because we're listening to like the Dog Days of a Relationship is
yeah,
basically
yeah, yeah.
what
yeah.
that song is about.
Yep.
Dog
but
Days Are Gone.
The Dog yep. Days Are Over is
Cosmos.
It's the Dog Days of the Guardians, right? Like
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
There's so much thought that went into that last song and that last scene. Fuck.
Oh, and Groot and Raccoon, or sorry, Groot Raccoon. Groot and Rocket dancing at the end. That's
right?
Sean and James.
Oh.
That's Sean and James doing the motion cap. So Sean was Rocket and James was Groot dancing.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it's so crazy.
What about, we got two more things.
Yeah, no,
I got two things.
Okay. You go with your, see if your thing
okay,
is
well,
my brain.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, a cool little Peacemaker
totally
reunion
forgot.
Was very cool, too.
Yes.
Like, that was really neat. Nathan was great.
But
he
like,
was great.
Very nice.
I got an idiot, too. I get it.
Yeah.
Right? The running joke.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, he is.
Because, what was the bit they were giving?
They snuck in the.
He's like, we could all be dead right now. And he's like, what? The what? And he's like, and it starts working.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Also, I love that. That was one of my favorite scenes because that, like, fucking world looks so
the eco
tangible.
The base made out of tissue.
You know what?
Like,
you know what
so
it was?
Tangible.
It was Osmosis Jones live action. That's what it would be. I literally looked at Claudia and I was like, if you ever wanted to see a live action Osmosis Jones, these guys can do it.
Pulling out like a low ass reference that not many people will remember.
Oh, I know that's
Bill
a generation.
Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
I think that's a generation thing
that's
right there.
So funny.
But that was the first thing I thought of as I was like, this
Amoeba
reminds
cops.
Me of watching Osmosis Jones right now. Like,
their base was a booger.
Right.
Yeah.
That you like you
yeah.
pick.
And they were cops.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Nathan Fillion's time was perfect. The shot, right?
Yeah.
Like the or is it the shot?
Well, and what did they do? He makes the bodysuits just go haywire.
Right, right.
So they're like flying around like bullets, and then I love that he slowed that down.
So
his line when he's like, come on, let us do this for our friends. We really need this. And that alien girl's like, fine. And and she's like, what are you doing? He was like, I lied.
And you know who
I
that
just
is?
I totally lied.
I just need to get to your computer.
You
told you she was into me.
That actress, you know who she is?
She looks so familiar.
She does.
You know what it is?
Who the fuck is it?
Ratcatcher 2.
It is? Oh, it totally is.
Peacemaker
reunion, man. Or Suicide Squad reunion.
I didn't know that was James
Gunn's
wife.
The millennial superhero who doesn't want to get out of bed.
What?
That's James Gunn's wife.
Ratcatcher 2?
Not Ratcatcher, sorry. The other woman who plays...
the blonde, who plays the computer analyst from Peacemaker.
Yes.
Oh,
that's his wife. I did know that.
And
I
she's in the movie, too.
Wait, like the one in Peacemaker that kicks the shit out of people?
Yeah,
is
the hot
bitch?
One. Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, the one that
James
cuddles
wife.
Up with
that's
Cena.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a fun couple.
So she's in. What does she play in?
Peacemaker. She's.
Oh, sorry. In Guardians.
Oh, she's. One
oh,
of the
she's.
Head,
she's like.
She's
yeah.
the one that gets shot in the leg, and then she's
right.
just like.
Right. That's
and that's
what it
the
is.
Last you see of her.
That's
character.
That really is. Yeah.
But giving
and she's
her.
She's like, stop doing that. Stop shooting people.
I gotta give some air to the brilliance of. That is the perfect fuck. For a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
Like,
it's also,
you know,
like, Marvel's, if they're saying we're getting Deadpool 3 R-rated, then they gotta start dropping a couple fucks here and there.
I hate when people clutch their pearls and they're like, you can't put a fuck in a Marvel movie. Doing that, but in that scene, so let's break that scene down for a second.
Yep.
It's Peter learning to drive for the first time because he left Earth at 8,
didn't get his
fucking driver's license. So that alone is fucking funny.
That is funny.
So right?
Funny. They've never been in an Earth car, so the idea of a butt, like, they're used to probably, like, you scan it or you just, it opens for you,
so
right?
Her advanced
was
technology and his lack of
you
even
push,
being in one.
Push the button and pull, and it just reminded me of, like, how many times have we been in that scenario?
Right?
Where you're telling someone, fucking, just you push it down.
Yeah. It also is, like, very counterintuitive if you think about it.
Yeah.
But
push and pull?
The way he sets it up, I swear to you, Pratt and him talked, and he's like, give me a fucking this line. Just don't tell anybody. Just give me a take with it.
Gunn had a great interview about
it. I did hear about this one.
He says,
about his
you
legacy.
You see the button below the handle? Push it in.
Yeah.
Okay, I did. What next?
Fucking open it.
Open the fucking door. Open the fuck. Is it fucking open it?
No, I'm pretty sure he says open the fucking
door.
Open the fucking door.
That's what he says.
But it's Pratt looking at her like, why the fuck would you know how the car works?
Yeah,
you left Earth at 8.
Yeah,
like you haven't. It's so fucking.
It's one of those things where, you know, like that is such a real, like, that's how we would all say it.
We've all been there.
That moment
just
is
fucking press the button,
right?
Like, and sometimes you get that out of an actor, and it's so fun because it's like. It just hits so.
That's why I'm
like,
curious
home.
To know, like, was that?
That was improv, apparently.
Yeah, it's
that's what
be,
I've. That's
right?
what I've.
Oh, that's
saw
even
the interview.
Better.
It is a. It
he
totally
said
was
it,
a.
And so, and then he showed the cut to Disney. Yeah, Feige. And then they were like, yeah, everything's good. And he was surprised. Apparently he was like, nothing about the fuck? And he's like, well, Russo Brothers had one in
Endgame. Yeah, so and he said it was something close to like, fuck yourself, snap, which would have been baller.
And so he was like, well, you know, like, keep it if you think it works. And he's like, I'm going
to
keep it.
Yeah,
like,
what Feige specifically kind of said to the Russos that scared them out of it was he goes, hey, like, we're okay with it, but just know that's your legacy.
That's what he said.
Your legacy is going to be... Yep. The fuck. And the Russos were like, no.
And that's what
he told
James
Gunn. And then he said, are you okay with that? And he goes, do you know who I am?
Yeah,
I want that as my legacy. Let's do it. Yeah.
And I think it has been overblown. And I'm like, who fuck cares?
It's the kid thing,
I don't
right?
care about the I care about the brilliance, the improv,
Agreed.
How it all came to be.
It's so
let's
fun.
Let's stop getting so bent out of shape.
Looking at
this,
I don't have kids. So also anyone listening to this can tell me to go fuck myself too.
Sure.
But I'm
we're
just
all
saying,
here to go fuck
if,
ourselves.
I'm just saying as like if I had a kid.
Right.
And my kid was with me watching that movie.
Right.
I'll be honest with you.
That's how you make me feel, kid, sometimes.
The fuck is a quick, like, whoops. But I'll be honest with you, as a parent, I'd be way more horrified for my child when they see that faceless man.
Agreed.
That's the thing of nightmare. No one stays up at night and is like, mommy, a man said fuck, and it scared me. No, it's going to be like, the man with no face is under my bed.
I went to a 9 a.m.
doesn't care
screening
about fuck.
On a Saturday when I
a
watched
midnight
my
screening?
9 a.m.
Oh.
And
I love how you watch movies.
I know.
It's great.
Dude. It's 9 a.m. And it was like packed. It wasn't like, there were kids there, but very respectful.
Yeah.
But definitely like, every once in a while you heard a kid kind of like laugh loudly, you know, like a kid laugh, like at random stuff. But that mask coming off and I'm like, fuck, I feel bad for those kids
right
kidding. Now.
That
like,
would fuck me
I
up.
Was like,
stuff of nightmares.
I know I'd be terrified.
No, honestly, if I was like 6,
and it
7
came
years
off
old and saw
slow.
That.
Slow.
Yeah.
And then it had a dribble.
And James was kind of sinister because he filmed it with, you're seeing from behind. So I'm like,
oh I know. I didn't think
it.
You're going
to
see it.
And then
it.
Cut to it.
I know.
And he's like, and you're like, oh, Two-Face.
It's funny. I know. It's a little Two-Face, but worse.
I thought it was like, that's what Red Skull would have looked like without CGI.
Yeah.
That was the real Red Skull.
You know what? It looked like Red Skull had a stroke.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And the fact is, people, he has his face ripped off and he's alive. He has dialogue with them with no
face.
Yeah,
that's the crazy
part. And then
they
fucking kill him.
Well, yeah. And then
the Guardian of the Galaxy.
You're talking about the uniqueness of the gun. You get the two shots. So
You
get the rip scene.
You get the rip.
Then you get the holding of it.
Yeah, that's
seeing
right.
Seeing it from his side.
Yeah.
And then it's cut back to...
Because it flaps, right? And you see it flapping and they're like, let me help you
with that.
RoboCop.
And then a little line of goo.
Yeah, that's right. That's
plasma or whatever the fuck is hanging and you can hear it like
I just wanted to say one last thing villain wise again it kills me this was one villain I think would have been cool to keep around but I guess that's Marvel being like Kang me
done with Guardians
I guess but I will say like I really loved this villain
agreed
I really fucking hated him especially in all the animal, like, he was a really good villain to hate again. We haven't had that since Thanos.
Well, I think it's like you felt so much for the animals.
Yeah.
And Rocket.
And
that
he was
just like, it.
And there was nothing
both
good.
Sides.
Like, there was never like a scene where he was alone. He was like, I had a family once.
I'm doing this for the
better. No, right. It was just, he was an absolute piece of shit. Yeah. And I like villains like that. I hate, like, don't get me wrong, they're good in times, but I hate when Marvel always goes to. Let's make it for like they're not always bad.
So it's like
I had a daughter once.
I don't need redemption all the time.
Yeah,
I don't need
what
Michael
happened
B.
to the ones that are just born bad?
Yeah. Michael B. Jordan did it best, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Killmonger?
And he embraced
it.
He was like, I want to do this because I want to do this.
Yeah.
Not I can't have my career make me always look bad because people will think I'm bad.
Oh, man, I want
go for broke.
MCU needs a Joker. Someone who is straight up like, I want to snap because I like the idea that half the world's gone, not because of family. Like, I get it, but I love how even in What If, he's like, you know, he's still arguing for it. And they're
it's
like, shut up, dude.
What If's
like,
so good.
Yeah.
I love
a round
what
of beers
really
with Thanos. He's like,
I had an idea once that none of this would have happened. And they're like, okay.
Final thoughts?
My final thought, I saw this in a James Gunn interview. My TikTok knew I went to see this.
Yeah, it's just
it
like,
heard.
It,
like
there
fucking
you go.
China like was like here. anyways, the best thing I heard was these three movies. The first one is about Peter dealing with his mom. Second one is Peter dealing with his dad. This one, Peter dealing with himself. And I think that's like such a Wow. Perfect metaphor.
Yeah.
And just like
that's deep for a comic book movie.
Story journey. You know, like even the collective of a family, all these broken people coming together. Like there is something
new
like,
family, old family.
Yeah, there's so it's so beautiful when I heard it that way, and I was like, yeah, there's a reason why these movies stand alone as like probably it might be like the best MCU like
Breakaway. Yeah.
Breakaway. Like it's the one I would show like people that are like, I'm not really into comic movies. Like,
yeah,
I'm not a big space guy and I love them, you know?
Like after Endgame, this Shang-Chi and Spidey have been the only movies that I was
and
like
Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Don't forget Wakanda Forever. Okay. I got happy for Wakanda.
Doesn't hold out as well.
I rewatched it the other day and I couldn't finish it. I was like, this sucks.
Ironheart kind of ruins it.
It does.
You know
But I can get through that for
you. Know what? For me, with Wakanda, my biggest issue, Neymar was the most interesting thing, which is not good when your movie's called Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Just being honest.
True.
And two, the other thing too is we all fucking knew it was going to be the sister.
Yep.
Why not just make her the new Black Panther in the first 30 minutes? Why did you wait for that stupid ending?
Because
at that point, I was
I actually
liked Ironheart more because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I know what's happening already.
I don't know about you. I was surprised Michael B. Jordan was the cameo. I was like,
and it was cool.
Yeah, I was like, they're going to fucking do our like CGI.
Yeah,
like,
I was so
they,
nervous.
Everyone freaked out and it was Killmonger.
Take us out of the whirlpool of adjacent Marvel.
Sorry.
I want to do this. But yeah, okay, final thoughts for you.
I did final thoughts very quickly. Did you guys...
he doesn't
very
know
quick,
final thoughts
very, very quickly, though. Quantumania, hate, dislike, okay. Well, just quick two or three words. Like, did you hate
didn't get
that?
Me hard.
Okay.
Didn't hate it as much as everyone else, but also I did think it was a waste of time.
I kind of agree, waste of time.
It was entertaining, but a waste of time.
Very forgettable.
Time.
Yes. Like, I don't remember watching it. Okay, good.
Yeah,
final thoughts, Guardians.
Oh, like, hey, Marvel, MCU, I get it. You guys lost Gunn. That sucks. But this is your, like, canvas.
How many Drax out of 10?
Yeah, how many Drax? There you go. Yeah.
I'll give it, oh, man. You know what? I'm going to give it 8.5 Why is Gamora's out of 10.
Still the best line he's had.
Why is Gamora? It's the confidence. It's the confidence. I'll give you one. Why is Gamora?
That's so funny.
I am.
Michael, what is your final thoughts on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3?
I think it's.
How many raccoons?
Raikens.
How many rocket raccoons do you mean?
Raccoons.
Because now we got to call him by his full name.
Rocket.
Right? It's all about the name, it's all about an identity. I love James
Rockets.
Gunn, and I think this was a perfectly tied bow. I think he knows how to walk away from something. I think he knows how to tell a fantastic story with depth and character and silliness and dark humor. Like, I have never said a bad thing about a Guardians movie, and I will not start now. I'm going to give this 9 forget Draxes out of 10.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Forgets.
Completely invisible.
Look
right
what
now.
I did. I pushed that door over. Let's keep going.
I'm completely invisible right now.
Ian, how many?
I give it. I think the first one will always hold a special place in my heart. Like, there's like that scene where they all decide to like be a team.
Yeah.
And then he's like, look at us, we're all 5 people standing around like idiots.
Yeah.
You know, like, so yeah. Like, something about that movie is so magical still.
Yeah.
This one comes so close. It's just that first one's just, and I think this is like a very solid, like, next to it. And then the second one's probably my least
favorite.
Did
not care for the second one, to be
yeah,
honest.
There's something like it has,
not care about
it has moments. Baby Groot.
Yeah, Baby Groot. Opening, great intro.
Hang on. Okay.
The opening of number 2 is fantastic.
Amazing.
I'm gonna
really
kill
good.
Myself.
Stan Lee's cameo. Seeing Kurt Russell in makeup to make him look young, pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
They did a pretty cool job.
Yep.
But that whole movie was like,
it's weird.
This is just so we know that Star-Lord is half
human.
A fucking god?
Yeah,
or
a god.
It was
a little long.
You could have done that in a fucking 10-minute flashback. Anyways.
I want to ask a question, see if we all caught it, because he's explained it since. I love you guys.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear anything.
Have you understood how he's trying to? It's not that Groot learned English.
We understood Groot.
We understood Groot.
Whoa.
That's what it's supposed to be at the end of the movie.
So
just
he's
like,
actually still saying,
I am
Groot, but we're finally understanding him.
Just like Gamora finally understands him at the end there.
Pretty neat.
Oh, yeah. and she's okay.
She's like, so you know, he's just saying I'm Groot.
So
she says, so like, he's just saying I'm Groot over and over again.
Oh, that moment happens before the I love you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to tie in that way. I
and that's
I
your
think.
Way of the light bulb kind of going.
That's
off
how
it's
supposed
like,
to be.
It's the early alert to
such good writing, man. God damn it! I can't wait till Claudia because she's gonna be like, oh my god, right?
No.
Yeah, because I did not.
I didn't catch it.
I just thought it was cool.
I was like,
I did what the whole theater did. We all just went, whoa.
Oh, I just
went,
like,
not, like, I was like,
my heart.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, I didn't fully get that. That's genius. Yeah.
My baby heart.
So does that mean potentially from here on
you
out
know how
if
to
we
speak
hear
tree?
Groot? No, I mean, yeah.
You really don't know
yeah.
how to. Hang
fucking
on,
idiot.
Hang on.
Are we going
to
understand Groot all the time?
Don't
here
leave here and talk to the birch in my
yeah.
backyard,
yeah.
okay?
Like, your trees fucking suck. They don't say shit.
I'm Charles.
One-way conversation.
But I mean, like, if Groot
you
comes
have nice
back.
Bark.
If Groot comes back and talks, will we hear dialogue?
I assume so.
I don't think so.
I don't think they will, because they got to pay Vin for each.
Oh, that's
if he
right.
says new dialogue.
That's
gotta,
true.
They don't want to do
just,
that.
I just
got him
think.
At scale.
Yeah.
That I love you is like, fuck, you're fucking another.
Well, it's also, I love you guys is four, so yeah. it's the longest. Anyways. Yeah.
Isn't it funny we have to think about, like, that shit that studios have to think about?
Hey, man, write a strike.
I guess they don't now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We support
film.
Writers here.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course.
Very quickly.
I am a writer.
9 mantises out of 10.
Oh, 9.
I have to give it. I have to give a very high score.
Yeah,
it's very good.
It is.
It's. I want to see it again. Like I.
Oh, I'll watch it again.
Yeah, and that's
and again.
Rarity these days.
What did I write? And it is the honest truth. The first thing I said was, "This has restored my faith in
yes.
the MCU." Because I will say, I was, and I think we all feel it. The superhero fatigue thing was becoming real, and it was becoming real because. Not that there's not new content, it's just as you're watching it, you're like, yeah, this is okay, but, like, what happened to, like,
just,
when we had, like, fucking Captain America hold Thor's hammer and shit? Like, where's that flair?
It
seems like it's dead. And then Guardians happen, and you're like, wow, it's still here.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, no,
I don't think every character needs a film. And I think, like, for instance, if you want to introduce a new character, special presentation, 30 minutes short, Disney Plus.
Do
right?
you guys
Bam.
Think it will be? What
yeah.
do you guys think it will be the number one movie of the summer?
Nope.
I agree.
I think Oppenheimer. No, actually, hang on.
No,
I think Transformers and Indiana Jones will be at each other's throats.
I think Indiana Jones.
Indiana
Barbie,
Jones will be a big.
Oh,
Barbie's
Barbie.
Then Guardians.
Huge. I think you're right. I think Barbie, because again, we're not saying that Guardians doesn't have a strong female audience, but Barbie is much more catered to a female
Barbie
audience.
Barbie
right?
is coming out later in the summer, so it might not like have enough time.
July,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around my birthday. No big deal. No, but
I know what we're doing for your birthday.
Yeah, right?
Barbie party.
Well, Nolan.
Do we need
always...
to tell him it wasn't planned on that by the studio.
Nolan will actually always releases.
Ian Bao's birthday's around the corner. We should release him that
yeah.
day.
Nolan always releases movies third week of July, which is my birthday. So my
Oof.
His movies always land usually like Dark Knight Rises, Inception.
You had a good birthday.
Landed. Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Well, like we're buds.
Man, you had the Dark Knight and Step Brothers in the same. Those movies were a week apart.
Really?
Oh yeah, I went back to back and watched. Like I rewatched Dark Knight. And then saw Step Brothers for the
That's
first
funny.
Time right after.
That's
it was
really
a,
funny.
Yeah, it was amazing. That was a great year for movies. Sorry.
No.
Like, no, it's fine.
That was
fine.
The best.
That's
a good. That's what we're doing for your birthday. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Let's plan that for sure.
That movie looks hey,
insane.
By the way, I got to send in the group chat. You guys are going to laugh. IGN reposted it. A theater in the States showed the trailer, and when Albert Einstein showed up, the crowd lost it.
That's
like, it was
okay.
fucking Daredevil.
Jimmy was
like,
talking
they
about
lost
that.
It like it was Daredevil. Like, what? Like, people, I had to look and be like, this is the audio from something else. No, it was real. They did
That's
it
so
as
funny.
A joke, but they all organized it, and it
That's
was
funny.
Brilliant.
E equals
brilliant.
MC square,
I sent it
baby.
To Jimmy, and I said, I'm like, Jimmy, you... started the trend, baby, and he loved it.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
It's really funny. Like,
That's
as soon
hilarious.
As it shows him, you're like, what on? You hear
okay.
people, like, freaking
Holy
out.
Holy shit! yeah. It's the Stein!
Yeah.
I'm going to go do that the second time in the theater, so
yeah.
the first time I don't ruin it for myself.
I think it would be really funny, especially to go to, like, a PAX screening, and when Einstein just shows up, we just lose it.
We have to do it for that, and the next trailer should be The Flash and Batman.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Do it again.
You want to get nuts?
Yeah.
Let's get nuts.
Fuck. I hate that it has Urza in it, but fuck, does it look good.
What does this mean? You know what this means? It means hope.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I say it.
I'm taking pictures means? For our grandkids. Yeah. All right, listen.
It's going to be good.
It will, and I know that, and you know what's funny is I'm pretty sure because it's Flashpoint, he doesn't need to be the Flash in Gunn's universe, so I'm pretty sure this is
yeah,
this
is it.
Peace.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Maker.
The kid from the TV show's like,
Ezra
Nomar. I'll do it.
Yep.
Let's
move on.
Yeah, let's move on. There you go. There's your Guardians take, listener.
And go see it.
Go fucking see it.
Yeah.
Go see it more than once.
If you haven't seen it by this point, get in there.
And if you can, bring your dog or cat or
bring an animal
with you.
Bring a pet and cuddle with it.
Yeah, bring something to hold.
Yeah, how hard did you, like, hold Diamond? Like, me and Claudia just smothered her when we got home.
I just, like I had this massive, like, guy beside me, and I would, my, like, tears kept dropping, and, like, I just kept doing that thing where, like, I didn't want to show that I was, like, crying.
Yeah.
I kept doing, like, very subtle wipes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I, he was just, like, I don't know. I just was losing my shit. And I was, like, and I saw a movie the night before, like, an indie, like, TIFF movie at a film festival. And I was crying through that one. And I'm, like, is it me lately? Is it, like, I'm thinking about, like, family and my
dad and stuff
lately. And
of course,
And I'm, like, no, I think it's, like, I think these movies are hitting me right now. Like,
You get hit a different way.
And again, animals, it's a different hit.
Animals,
it hits harder every fucking time.
You know who gets hit really hard? Stunt doubles.
No way. What do you mean, Mike? Wow. Tell us more.
Well, the world of stunts, I may know a stuntman or two. Actually, we're friends with the same stuntman.
Multiple
stunt people. Yeah, a couple stunt we've had Kristen Sawatsky on the show. She's
cool.
A stunt woman. BJ Vero, stuntman. I've known him since we were in like grade 9 together. I think.
Cool.
Yeah, like, and he's been thrown around by Michael J. White, actually.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Black Dynamite.
Yeah, Black Dynamite.
Black
cool.
Dynamite himself.
Yeah. I want to get thrown through a wall by
He got thrown around in the Sudden Impact remake that they shot here.
No way.
Yeah, and it was a Detroit Pistons game, I think, instead of and they used the MTS Center.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was a big deal.
He gets thrown from the ground on top of a locker. Like,
it's
like a 4-foot throw.
Oh, dude.
I think he's wired. He's probably wired
for that. Yeah.
But, like,
I've seen the fight scene, yeah.
The drop is in it, but like he gets up there, and then as soon as the fight ends,
his body just
curls off and drops and gets knocked. I'll show you the scene after.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, we've talked to a bunch of stunt performers, and we're all somewhat adjacent to them.
Did you do any? I did a stunt theater. Like,
I did as well.
You did.
You guys were
it
theater.
Was fun.
I fucking regret not going to theater school.
That was one of the cool.
You're never
things,
too old.
I know. I just not enough time, man. Unless I want
to,
like,
never too old to learn something new, Michael.
Like, vlog going to film school at 40.
Hey guys,
let me tell you what you
hey
need
everyone,
to
watch. It's me, Michael. Like,
I'm gonna get tossed through a wall here.
Hey everybody, it's me, Michael, going to film school. Here's my day. No, we've interviewed stunt people, but I thought let's talk about stunts on screen.
Stunt people and like I just need to say like stunt people and the side of this industry needs. It's sad that in 2023 and how long the film has been an industry, the film has been an industry, these people do not get enough recognition
it's been
and
a thing.
Spotlight.
It's been a thing, like, on the Oscars where they're like, we should recognize stunts people and casting people.
But like, but it shouldn't even be asked. Like, it's something that it's like, the same way that cinematographers and editors are looked at, I don't understand why they're looked over.
But
people die. I don't know many cinematographers that die every year.
No.
But there's at least a stunt person.
Well, not
that's
unless they're
dying.
90 and have cancer.
But like,
or
like,
on set with Alec Baldwin.
Or
we got to get a whistle or something there. That's a good one.
Yeah. Right about.
Yeah. So whenever he does a movie now, does insurance just go up?
Yeah. I don't. his premiums are life and death.
Yeah.
He gets the one gun from the other guys.
Yeah. Like, they. Speaking of, I mean, you know, that kind of thing. That whole world is built around the violent aspects of film, the dangerous aspects of film. So, like, I don't know. Like, when I was younger, like, when I found out wrestling was fake, I wasn't that upset.
Sorry, what?
Right?
What?
Like, when you realize, like, when you...
I mean, fake, yes, but also not.
Entertaining
as
fuck.
Right? It's
but
it's
a lot of them get,
controlled.
Like, seriously intrigued.
It's controlled entertainment
in
a physical manner.
Yes.
But...
Yes.
He's letting himself be thrown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? When I found out that not all actors do all their own stunts, I was more let down.
Yeah, right.
I really thought, but then I didn't, it's because you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
Right.
And then when you get older and you start to realize that it's always Tom Cruise, but it's not always Jim Carrey.
Right.
Right. You start to understand why that's an aspect. Even the fucking opening of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is all about why an actor can't do their own stunts all
that's
the time.
Right. That's right.
So I don't know, like, did you guys have, like, the same problem I had where you felt let down by the industry you love?
The realization, I think, came, and we'll see this list soon, but, like, the realization came from Jackie Chan films.
Yeah.
Which started showing you the bloopers, and that became the fun of it. Where you saw a man.
Drunken Master.
All of his films, I think, essentially.
You're saying favorite son. That's like one
It is his best film.
Rumble in the Bronx, Drunken Master, like Super Cop,
Rush Hour.
Yeah.
those are like my go-to.
But you see him do the stunts, and you go, oh, fuck, okay.
Yeah.
And, like, you kind of understand when the camera doesn't cut, because all of a sudden it looks way more impressive.
Right.
You know?
And there's no jump cut to a close-up of the action.
Yeah.
It's
let
the action play out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the one take of a stunt versus...
Yeah, because they'll get the actor to jump, like, up.
Yeah.
And they're going to cut there. And they get the stuntman to do that same jump, except then the stuntman gets thrown for shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, that's literally
a rock
and
bite.
Yeah, like, this is
the
literally.
Ground hard.
Yeah. Yeah, like, literally. Like, it's actually, like, I shouldn't say it's funny. Like, it is, but I mean, not probably for them, but
bring in
when
the
you
dummy.
See the process of them doing it.
Yeah.
And it's this juiced, like, it's the guy, they look double from far away. They're wearing the same shit and everything. Yeah. But you see one guy just doing a leap, and then the other guy, oh, that guy eats the shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's funny, too, like, you know, I don't know if you guys have been on set when they had stunt people, but sometimes it's just like,
yeah, what is that moment like?
Well, like,
it changes
my understanding, but like, sometimes it's just even the most minor things, they have to have a stunt person there
present
as a coordinator, but then also a person there to, as a double, as an option in case, like, especially if there's like even a jog running scene. One of my first jobs was on a Sam Jackson movie, and like literally the scene at the end, Sam Jackson's the bad guy, they're running through a backyard, Sam Jackson's chasing them.
That's
with a gun.
Is it beyond Unreasonable Doubt?
Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah,
reasonable
man, doubt, I was yeah. an, I...
I'm
Lock,
in that
was
movie
filmed
too.
At the law courts.
I was a cop extra, and I actually was in the. I'm not in the movie, which is hilarious. It's the back of me. I'm in the interrogation room. With I got to like.
Oh.
I was like this far away.
I was
Sam
probably
Jackson.
There on set.
Did
we
get
and we
cop
didn't even know
cop.
Each other. Oh, I was just like, dude, just look at like you're standing behind Sam Jackson.
Well, here's the funny. I was working on set, and I'm in the movie. I got casted in the movie.
Oh, that's awesome!
So I steal the car in the beginning.
We need to have.
But
a
they kind of cut.
Night.
They cut me out. Like,
right, right.
I'm sorry. I'm in the scene still. Like,
yeah.
I just. You
but there's
really...
no like, oh, that's Ian.
Yeah. Like it's you
close
can tell.
Up on Ian
oh, that's
Bauer.
Like
if I tell you, you could tell it's me. It's like medium enough where you're like, oh, that's Ian.
Sam's leaving the police station, and there's a wide shot where he nods to a cop as a cop's walking
is that
in.
You?
That's me.
Oh my god.
And all I'm doing, and it's like Ian said, all I'm doing is my officer, for whatever reason they explained to me, and I can't remember. I have the authority for a shotgun, so I'm holding a shotgun. Man, they had to spend 45 minutes with me, going through everything, showing me that it's empty, showing me that, like, this is not an active trick. Like, that's why when the whole Alec Baldwin thing came, like, my only taste of that, and I was a fucking no one.
Yeah.
And they spent 45 minutes with me to make sure, like, don't fuck around.
You're
not going to get hurt.
You're
not going to get hurt, blah, blah, blah. And then that whole thing happened. I was like, there's no excuse. I'm sorry. And he's a producer, so fuck him.
Weird.
Anyway, sorry, tangent, but
it
is
well,
like what you're saying.
For
like,
sure, like it's where the violence happens. And like I mean, I read what I read and I know what I know only because of that. I've never actually been on a set where a stunt has taken place, but I mean, a director worth their salt will be like, set's yours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
Where like a director normally will be like, all right, I want the stunt to look like this and you're going to do, and it's like, you don't know stunts, man. So like, and that like Chad Stahelski, like the John Wick fame, that's stunt man now director. And it seems that like, that's the interesting part of it is that they know the choreography, they know the violence, they know the safety of
totally.
It. So their career path just makes sense to
that's
become
why,
a director.
Like, Jackie was always like an uncredited director because like he had to like,
well,
he choreographed and he would be telling them like, no close up, just wide here. Cause like this guy's going through a fucking wall. So, but like you could tell. And then I think it got to a point, I think Jackie directed
a
movie called Three Strikes.
I remember Three Strikes
or something like that.
I barely remember that one. But
there's something where he actually, it was the first time he actually got credited as a director because he basically did co-direct most of the movie.
Sure.
But like they acknowledged it.
Sidebar, Jackie Chan Adventure, great cartoon show. Watch it.
Really?
Still holds up.
Really, eh?
Very good. Very
okay,
good
cool.
Show. Very good show. Anyway, stunts.
Yeah, no. It's so perverse to me that they get pimped out for like the most insane moment of a thing with no recognition. Like this is a constant topic we talk about here because we know these people and I've interviewed these people. You work with them, Ian. You've been in the industry, Charles. Like you've just seen it for so long and then you find out that like and I I'm wondering, like, if you play devil's advocate and you go, the studio and the producers don't want to recognize the stunt double. We're not talking about how much time they fill. Prime example. There's four people who play Mandalorian.
Yeah.
It's not
that's right.
always
that's right.
Pedro Pascal.
It's not always Pedro Pascal. It's
no,
not
a lot of the
daddy.
I hear a lot of the time, sometimes, like, because of just how long it takes to get the suit
ADR
on,
is all he does.
Film with, yeah. They'll film with the stunt double. Because
yeah.
I get it. Like,
and so we're not talking about how much time the stunt double is on screen.
Yeah.
We're talking about a recognition of somebody taking their life and putting it in harm's way for a really cool thing that makes us all fun that we pay to see.
Hey,
that's all we're acknowledging here.
Writers aren't on screen. Producers aren't on screen.
Yeah.
And their fucking names are ever, like, again, writers need more recognition. I agree. I shouldn't put them in the same room as producers.
But what
I'm saying is, like, they're
not
on screen, but they're a huge part of the process that gets a lot of recognition.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, I support the writer strike. Absolutely. But how come nobody ever will strike for stuntmen? And they should.
Yeah,
like, they really should, man.
There's probably no union.
No.
Right?
And if
sure
they're,
they fall under something.
They have to. They have to. Legally,
I
think
they
have
the strength of the WGA.
They fall under SAG.
Oh,
they would have to, I imagine. Like, I'm sure even...
Or ACTRA.
Yeah, I was going to say the stuntmen here, I'm sure, are ACTRA.
Okay, so
but what I'm saying is, like, when a stuntman dies, it's a memoriam... a thing at the end of the movie that if people watch and actually read, and that's fucking it. Studios like to sweep that shit under the rug quick,
right?
Because it makes them look bad. But I'm saying, but what makes you look worse is that you don't even acknowledge them.
Yeah, right? the comparison of they're walking like
Brad Pitt
Hemsworth
dies.
Brad Pitt dies.
They're not going to sweep that under the rug.
No,
but if Brad Pitt's double does, they're like, well, nobody needs to know that. And it's why? Like, why though?
It doesn't make sense.
No,
because now with everything that happened from the Helena,
I do remember her name, but
that shooting,
Adam Baldwin situation.
That whole situation has made set life. You know, everybody reexamine it, and it's like, no, this has been here since like Buster Keaton, motherfuckers. Like, we're not talking about stunt double in that aspect being 20, 30 years old, right? With
also,
the evolution of film, we're talking about talkies.
Yep.
Like, the evolution of talkies and silent film. Like,
I'm just curious. I don't know if either of you know, but, like, the director got shot, too. Is he directing the movie still?
I think that movie's shelved.
No,
well,
they
resumed production. Okay. Yeah, they resumed.
Called Dust or something?
Rust.
Dust.
But, so I just thought about that, because the director,
better
name
Gunpowder.
The director got shot.
Yeah.
Like, the bullet went through his shoulder and hit her. So I'm like, is he back directing this movie?
Did he get shot first, or did she get shot?
No, from the way it was described, is it went through his shoulder and then went.
Dexter, did you do a blood spatter analysis?
Well, I read it because I was very like, I hope the people that are responsible get in trouble for this, because someone died.
Like, it is one of those, like,
it's horrible. Like, people still quote The Crow, but, like, in that defense, at least that was over, like, 30 years ago.
Right. Well,
but happening now again?
Yeah.
I know. That's the crazy part.
That's what is, like.
Like, oh, man.
And then I love how it's all about, was he holding on? I'm like, bottom line was, he held, and, like, I don't truly believe that guns will go off on their own. I don't understand the science behind it. I need to be explained how that happens.
The news that I read, because I'm wondering where this will fall. I'm wondering if this is going to fall on the armorer or if this is going to fall on the actual trigger pull. But
I think it fell on the AD, unfortunately.
And the armorer. I know the armorer
is
a match still. But as head producer and someone who's supposed to be in charge of making sure everything is safe and whatnot, Alec can't just go free. That's ridiculous.
I don't think he is. Like, I think he's in jail.
Well, the charges got dropped.
I don't have enough to really comment.
No, I don't either.
On that at the moment.
The charges got dropped against him. That's what, now they're looking at the armor.
Stunts.
Sorry. That's sorry. That's
tangent.
Sorry.
Like, Ian, favorite stunt. Let's just move this around.
Go right into it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I rewatched it. It's Fallout.
It's the jump.
Mission Impossible, Fallout. I don't even know if it's the jump. Like, the jump is probably, like, in the same category. It's that entire movie in a way. But the jump, Tom Cruise, I think 20 minute in, jumps out of a plane. The way they shot that is all just, like, camera guy jumped with him. Tom Cruise had to find how to
The
Halo jump. Had to control himself. The the focus puller was also jumping and was, like, following focus on Tom. Like, it's insane that this worked. But The true one is I love that running scene over the rooftop where
Tom Cruise,
Tom Cruise eventually broke his leg on one of the jump, and they used that take in the film. But that fucking running chase scene is like I think my favorite part of the entire
Nobody
movie.
Nobody runs like Cruise.
No,
it's something about that.
It's like
that scene is so good,
and
it
they
is.
Know. And like, who is it that's like been teaming up with him?
Simon Pegg.
Christopher McQuarrie.
McQuarrie. Yeah.
He knows Cruz so well.
Yeah,
so
they're
way he
now.
Frames
yeah.
him when he's running, I'm like, this is the perfect specimen to run. Like, this is the perfect
yeah.
he runs,
way
he runs
to
like,
run. If I was ever to teach you the perfect way to run, it's Tom Cruise.
You know when they...
He seems to run like an athlete.
I want to know his shoes. He's not wearing runners.
No, there's like I don't get it.
I don't get it.
In Rocky IV, you know when they're doing like the
montage,
the montage of the analysis of Ivan
yes.
Drago,
yeah.
yes,
and he's like robotic and shit.
Yeah,
that's what I imagine Tom Cruise is like. He just runs like a perfect animatronic.
Yeah,
like it's like if you put in all of the perfect movements to run a human as fast as possible, his body is built to just naturally do that with a huge ass bubble butt. Like, it's so fucking weird. I don't
yeah.
know how many squats that man does a day.
Yeah.
I'm drawn to his ass. I'm sorry. Like,
dude
that's America's
like,
ass.
A great body. Like, when I rewatch.
Especially what, he's 56?
60,
well, like, when I rewatch Rogue Nation.
50.
And he's like shirtless and has that fight scene.
Yeah.
Like,
in the prison.
Shirt and shoeless. Yeah. In
yeah,
the prison,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is, I'm like, Jesus. And then, like, you even see him in Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Shirtless. And
yeah.
I'm like, dude still holds
yeah.
his own. Like, obviously he's older, but like, fuck,
oh,
he looks
if
pretty
I
good.
Looked that age, or if I looked that good now, I
yeah,
told Claudia
like,
I would never wear a shirt
dude,
ever.
Dude got Connelly,
I would go to
man.
Church with no shirt on, and I don't go to church.
Yeah,
dude, so like that tells
you, would,
you something.
You would believe in God because he helped you.
Yeah,
he/she got you there.
Yeah, okay, I'll go next. You know what? Mine, like honestly, I it's not a crazy one, but it's just one where I know that. It's the running scene. It's another running scene. It's the James Bond sequence
in Casino
Royale yeah. when the parkour.
Yes.
Oh, that whole
the initial
fucking thing is
fuck.
Wild.
The crane running
so
and
good.
Breaking
yeah.
through the walls
yeah.
and like him like there's the dive through scene and then yeah. just he comes
fuck.
Through the wall. That kind of beating on your body to be able to take those hits. Even we know that those are padded. Even
yep.
like you're still falling, you're still running, but to do parkour as one of your first stunts
mm-hmm.
as the new Bond,
yeah.
that was pretty insane.
It
like,
was,
that
was
a
was,
big undertaking.
It was the first action scene of that movie,
yeah.
and it's so shocking how they introduce it.
It's, like, also nuts. It's also the first time we've ever seen Bond do
run?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
no, it's true. Yeah.
He's usually the guy that's like, oh, I'll cut through here, and I'll just meet him at the top.
Yeah.
Or, like, take the elevator.
And the
up,
intro
right?
of that movie is a little more traditional. If you remember, the intro starts with him.
Black and
it's
white.
Black and white.
Oh, yes.
It's
beautiful.
He just has kind of like this, like.
He's
like,
getting
very,
his 00.
Yeah, he gets his 00 status.
How many kills do you need for 00 status? I heard it was two.
Dude, that was one of my favorite.
Oh, fuck.
That was one of my favorite turn to the screen because he actually needs to. Because remember, the guy comes back alive.
Yes, and he,
well, and that side shot,
yeah.
when it's like from down
yeah.
here, and he's got
and
the
it,
gun
and it made sense because the
yeah.
guy's down, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, ah,
fucking
beautiful.
PC7, baby.
That's right.
That stunt. And I mean, there's
that's
tons
a good
of
one.
Other ones, but
that's
like,
a really good
one. That's a very good one.
I really do remember that being like, this is not my mother's Bond.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
when they intensified the violence and intensified the insanity of an older
yeah.
man, right?
Yeah.
Like not a 25-year-old.
Rope to the balls.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody.
To the left.
I'm going to tell everybody you itched my balls.
Yeah. The fat, like, oh.
So good.
Yeah, that was great, man. The Chief, too. Great villain. Yeah. Great fucking villain.
Yeah, it's one of those things that as soon as you say, I'm like, fuck, yeah, it's such a good movie. Good action
good
scenes.
Stunt.
Like, the action scenes in the movie hold up now.
They do.
And
oh,
like,
yeah.
And it's
oh,
just
yeah.
the
And who
movie
was that? That was, fuck.
Oh, Martin. His last name, the guy who, like,
Sam?
The director?
Yeah.
It was the guy who did GoldenEye. He directed GoldenEye as
it
well.
It is.
Martin
You're
Campbell.
Right. Martin
that's
Campbell.
It. Thank
yes.
you. Martin yeah. Campbell.
Charles. He also did the Green Lantern, unfortunately.
Oh.
Wow, really? I didn't
he
know
did.
That.
Not for Ryan.
That's why he will never, that's why I don't think he's ever done a big studio movie since.
And he's done other good movies.
He did The Foreigner.
The Foreigner
with Jackie Chan. He did.
I think he also.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah. It's Jackie Chan trying
to
be
a Foreigner.
Part of the Foreigner.
Charles, what's your favorite stunt?
Ah, it's a great one. Okay, so the first one that always comes to mind, like there's two big ones from Jackie Chan's my guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's my
guy. Godfather.
So the first big one is Drunken Master when he fucking runs over the coals.
The
when
fire.
He goes, oh,
yeah.
Man.
Very good.
Because he like really burnt his fucking head. He fucked himself up.
He trips
on that.
At one point.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Jesus doesn't carry you the rest of the way?
Yeah. No, and I'm pretty sure.
I thought if you believed,
and,
you know.
And also I'm pretty sure the Hong Kong industry works very different from America. I don't think he got like insurance.
Dude,
I don't think that's a thing.
I watched the Hong Kong construction industry is as what not to do.
What
work.
Not to do, right?
So
yeah.
The film industry.
Yeah, I can't even imagine,
even,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like one of my old, because that was one too. Like I saw it young. It was probably like 10, 11 years old.
I remember it. Yeah.
That was the first one where I was like, a real man? Yeah. Like you realize it was like, that's insane. Not a movie.
Yeah.
Like it was one of the first times where I was like, as a kid,
the
I was even
break
like,
away, like real
that's
coals.
Not real. Yeah. And you could see him actually in pain.
In pain, yeah. It's scary.
The other one, and I love too, because they show the blooper and he ate shit a lot of times.
Yep.
Rush Hour 2, when he tucks in his stomach and goes through
the
little bank teller fucking window slot.
He slams
and
gets
caught. The one he got stuck and then he's like, help! Because he's like, oh, it's on my
back.
Then he broke his foot. Though he did where his foot just hit the side.
Yep.
And he broke, and then that's when, just like Rumble in the Bronx, they gave him a slip-on for his cast.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Rumble in the Bronx, one of the coolest bloopers. And Jackie Chan is known for doing this. They actually, it's funny, they made a little mini doc on YouTube you can watch. There's a whole team that has, a designer team that has, because of Jackie Chan and other stunt people, they've learned how to put clothes over casts. They did it for Tom Cruise when he broke his foot.
They also did it for Jeremy Renner in Tag.
In Tag, when he broke, when
double
he
arm
shit.
Cast.
Yeah.
In Tag.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he fucked up a stunt and
ate shit. And then they green screened his cast.
Yeah.
So
wherever there wasn't movement,
they added to it, but he did the whole rest of the film.
Yeah, and in Rumble in the Bronx, you see Jackie, he takes the sock and it's like this giant sock, but when he slips it on, it looks like a fucking sneaker and it tucks into the jean.
I remember this.
And this is like practical effect. They didn't do. So from far, so they made sure not to film close up, like it's always like above his knee.
Yeah.
And then the wide shots, it just looks like kind of a little fat sneaker, but you can't really tell.
Goddamn cool.
So yeah, he's the coolest,
he's
right?
The coolest.
Well, yeah, because he was
trickery.
Like, he used
cool
to tell,
dad.
He would tell them, he's like, look, I'm going to do these stunts. And they'd be like, Jackie, like, what happens? And he's like, oh, no. I've estimated for all that. I already talked to the design team. If I break anything, we can put it over a cast. I'm not going to delay filming. And he never, ever delayed
filming.
What
was the ladder? There was a ladder sequence in one of the movies, whether it's Super Cop or something.
It might be that Three Strikes, because isn't it in a helicopter?
I think it's in a warehouse. And he has like a helicopter. He's flipping it.
And he
like crushes his fingers at one point.
Yeah,
and he's
like, fell
fuck.
Back.
Yeah, like it looks so painful.
I can't think of a better place to start with the list because he's number one.
Oh, he has to be. Like him and he, Jet Li, like without Jackie Chan, you wouldn't have had like Jet Li.
150 films.
Really?
Co-founded the Jackie Chan stunt team in 76 with five fellow martial artists. I saw a documentary
And he uses them all for all his like all his movies. It was the Jackie Chan stunt team. Because they were the only group that knew him and he trusted. And it was like a universal understanding. Like they knew. Like when Jackie was like, I want to run over Coles, that team would be like, yeah, okay, we'll make it work.
It's
he's nuts, man. Like, Rumble in the Bronx, he smashed his foot. And then he got that cast and filmed, and he didn't delay filming. Oh, Michelle Yeoh?
Yeah, she did.
Hell yeah, man.
That's why she's all don't fuck with me or I'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
Right?
I didn't know she did her own stunts.
Hang on here. Michelle Yeoh is one of the finest actresses of her generation, known among colleagues as one of the nicest and hardworking women in Hollywood.
Hell yeah.
And Hong Kong cinema. Yeoh's recent Academy Award for the Daniels Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeoh has also starred alongside the legendary action star Jackie Chan in Police Story 2, Super Cop. And Super Cop 2.
Stunts there, hey?
However, fans of Yeoh's work, particularly Americans, recognize most from Ang Lee's 2000 Wuxia adventure film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Of course, with Chow Yun-fat. Yeah, no, she does. She's trained in like a bunch of different styles.
Well,
of
she
fighting.
Has some badass action scenes in both those Super Cops. And I now realize that's fucking her doing it.
Well, and like,
that's awesome.
I don't want to have this conversation. Like, you know, there's obviously more men stunt workers than there are women.
Yeah.
That probably isn't a
or at least
toxicity thing.
Yeah, men at least are seen. It seems like they're spotlighted more.
But I always commend when the women want to do their own stunts. I know what they're already in an industry where they're less than.
Yeah.
But having to then work your way into the stunt community, which is predominantly, I would say, 80% male.
I know,
if I was to take a guess,
Charlize Theron, I believe, is. She at least try. She wants to. She takes the initiative to try the stunt before she insists. Like,
sure, yeah.
Like for Mad Max, she tried, and I'm pretty sure she. I think they said like
she tried the arm.
She did, and she. Yeah,
it's a
she
tight,
did.
Don't want it anymore.
She did most of her own. Like you know, in Fast and Furious movies, she has some pretty insane fight scenes. So I'm wondering if like that's her
sure.
or like.
We're at Michelle Yeoh.
She's on the list, by the way.
Charlize?
I don't know where she is on the list.
Oh, okay. So she does. Okay.
I don't know. Sorry. She could be on the other side of the list. There's
oh, I see
lists.
What you mean. Oh, I see. I see what you mean.
Tom Cruise is next.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
I mean, we know.
Especially in the last, like, 10 years.
Right. He's the best.
I heard he did his own bottle spinning and cocktail. No.
He did?
Yeah.
He did, actually.
Yeah,
did.
Of course he would. Yeah. Of course he would.
But I'm trying to make that a stunt because he would.
But how funny is this? Top Gun 1, he's using, like, you know, the set plane and he's like
right.
filming in the studio. Fucking Top Gun 2, he's like, oh, I'll bring my own plane.
I'm gonna learn how to fly.
And I'll supply my own jet.
He learned how to drop that helicopter in Fallout.
Yeah.
He'll do like the multi spin thing. And only 8 people in the world can do that.
Did you guys see when he got like he took James Corbin? Is that Corbin?
Yeah.
took him and did a dogfight with like a fucking World War II plane.
I fucking hate
like,
James Corden, but that is
yeah,
a very
but
good
that's
video.
The one
yeah.
like I'll watch that.
I'll watch
sure.
that shit all day.
I think it was
and he's like, you're my goose. He's like, goose. Dies. He's like, yeah, but at the end.
I think it was 3 G's that he pulled on. Card.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
a lot
him,
of G's.
And he said and he told him that the plane couldn't do it. So he's like, don't worry, we're going
is
in this plane.
Is it Scientology? Like, what makes you? Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's definitely some of that.
Next on the list, Jeremy Renner does his own stunts.
Whoa.
Interesting. Celebrated for his role in Marksman
Hero Hawkeye.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
I heard he
fan favorite franchises as well as known action movies like SWAT and the Bourne Legacy and Mission Impossible series. It may be surprising to hear Renner injured himself shooting the comedy flick Tag, having fractured his right elbow and left wrist after falling 20 feet.
I don't remember him in SWAT, but okay.
He was.
He ends up being the bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
Oh
yeah.
My God,
he ends up turning.
Right.
On
you're
Colin
right.
Farrell.
Yeah.
yeah.
He's the SWAT guy who.
Him
got
and Colin Farrell are
out.
Best friends.
Right.
And he got, yeah,
I forgot
he
about
ends
that.
Up being the
yeah,
fucking
yeah, yeah.
evil guy. He's like,
I remember
it's
really
like the
loving
town.
SWAT.
I saw that movie twice at the cheap seats
Same.
When it came out.
Yeah, like
yeah.
twice in theaters.
Hell yeah. Aeon
okay,
Flux.
She is,
right?
There she is.
That's right. I
Charlize
forgot about
Theron,
that.
Charlize Theron, Fate and the Furious. There you go, Charles. The Old Guard. She also. I love the
Old
Guard.
Oh, I
thought great.
I heard it was really good.
I thought they were doing a sequel.
Apparently, they announced they are.
It's being held, I think, but yeah. No, I'm glad she does. She, I
is
mean,
that a
I've,
Netflix movie, sir?
Yeah.
It's
very
okay.
good.
I'm going to check it out.
Definitely
I have
watch it.
Always
on a comic.
Sworn by. I would.
Oh,
like,
I love her.
I would probably get hard if she beat the shit out of me. Like, I would love to be
oh
beaten.
She invented
or
a fear
in a,
boner or like a murder
yeah,
boner.
Like a fear boner, exactly.
Can
yeah.
I, can, like
she'd
what
hit
are
me
the
and I would be like, can I have another?
Have you seen, what's the movie where she's the president and Seth Rogen?
Oh, that was a great one.
There's a scene.
He's a writer. Yeah. He
he's the writer. He's a journalist. Right?
That's
and
good.
They end up
she
dating.
Writes speeches for her.
Yeah. Right?
But there's like,
falling for
there's
you.
A scene
yeah.
on YouTube you can find. It's on like TikTok, but like they have sex for the first time and she's like so dumb. And
yeah.
He's so taken back by it.
Yeah.
Like yeah. She's the president.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's
yeah.
so funny. It's one of those
it's
like.
It's actually a pretty good movie too.
It's
yeah.
a
love,
very
yeah,
good
it's
movie.
Good.
Love my
yeah.
wife,
me
but sign me up to yep. get the shit kicked. I will
oh,
get into
dude.
A fucking fight with her.
She's
day.
The fucking reason I went and saw the Fast and the Furious with the submarine.
I only,
so I was like, no. this looks horrible.
Yeah, I went because of those dreads.
I went.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Her look in that one. Oh my. God.
Yeah, that's right. That
she's
is the one.
So
yeah.
bad in that one.
And she's
South
African.
Bad at all.
She's in the new one too. I think.
Oh yeah, she is. She fights Michelle Rodriguez.
Right.
I'm not surprised Jason Statham does
no.
his own stunts. Most
no.
martial artists tend to yeah. because they know the.
I
motions.
Think transport because it's funny, right? This guy was actually Guy Ritchie's little muse for a bit.
I know.
And then he turned into transporter.
I always say, remember when he oiled his body and has that fight in
yeah.
the first one?
Yeah, and he,
so
and funny. He has the bike.
He has
takes
the bike.
Bike
yeah.
Like
that first transporter.
You're leaving
the best.
You're leading with transport. How about Crank?
Oh yeah,
fuck Crank.
You
so good.
But you wouldn't have Crank without transport.
You wouldn't.
Yeah.
yeah.
But Transporter 1 has a soft spot in my heart. I think that movie is
yeah,
a masterpiece.
Agreed. Agreed.
We Crank
saw that in theaters too.
Crank was incredible.
Crank is amazing.
Crank 1 and 2.
Both
so
are great.
Good.
Both
and
are great.
There should be a 3.
It's
and
Dwight
it
Yoakam that really makes the fucking movie.
Oh my god!
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot
yeah.
about
right?
that. Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
the insane doctor.
Those directors that directed the first two Cranks directed the second Ghost Rider with Nick Cage, and it's amazing.
Really?
Okay.
It's really good.
Is that where he pees on somebody?
Yeah.
He pees on somebody and lights
him on fire.
He turns
into Ghost Rider, and he's chugging
fucking
whiskey.
I've seen that in the trailer.
And then
yeah.
he flamethrowers this, melts this dude. And while he's doing it, he looks back at the camera and is like, ah, doing like,
so
it's Crank meets Ghost Rider and Nick Cage. So it's
also
amazing.
Do you think the shark in Meg does its own stunt?
Yeah.
With Jason?
Fuck. Did you guys see the latest trailer where he puts
I haven't seen the first Meg, but I really do.
I saw the
it.
Poster for it.
It's hilarious.
But he's like kicking
on
back
a dock.
It looks fun and dumb. Yeah.
Dude, like, the first
it's
one is you know what it is?
I'll
it's a Hollywood it. Made like Sharknado of Hollywood made.
I watched Ghosting on Apple TV. I'm like,
Okay.
Of course not.
He Keanu. I mean, I knew he did most of his fight scenes, but I didn't know he did most of his stunts, to be honest with
you.
Does
he do all his stunts in Dracula? can you take me to the castle?
I need a biter.
And Johnny,
bring my biter.
And Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh my God, so good. Dolph Lundgren's my favorite villain in that series.
Speed, The Matrix, like, yeah, again, I just assumed the fight sequences were where it stopped, right? Because he's wired in The Matrix, right? A lot of that stuff.
But he did, like, but I get it. Like, he learned... like kung fu, you know, like
you know
he
what?
Learned
limiting,
all these different martial arts.
Yeah,
so.
I'm
limiting,
he made 3 months of like training.
I'm limiting the idea because I've done this before. Like if someone needs to fall or if someone is jogging, you need a stunt double, right?
Yeah.
You're stunting.
Yeah.
So I always equate it to, you know, if you're not fighting in a scene, but there might be something you need a stunt double for.
Yeah,
Then they put him in. But I confuse the two too much.
Right.
I'm a fucking layman. But yeah, Harrison, fuck off.
Ford? But again, watch, read the stunts. It's like, he did actually swing on the rope across, like that. Yeah,
he was,
stunt.
He was on a horse in Last Crusade.
He was, I think this one actually does pull to. He did do his own run for the boulder. Hang on here.
Oh, in the Raiders of the Ark.
Of course.
Yeah, I heard he gets hurt more crashing planes than he does on movie sets.
Like,
the Millennium Falcon door fell on him and he got hurt.
I've been watching the making of Batman 89 and Batman Returns. I don't know.
So
these like hour and a half long featurettes on YouTube and watching like Michelle Pfeiffer learn
the
catwhip
moment.
Dude, how good. Like, and everyone on set is
like
holy
shit. And then she skips away and they're like, amazing.
Right? And that's her.
Yeah.
Just,
that's a one take whip.
That's
crack.
A one take fucking whip.
And when you watch it in the movie, now you just are
and
like,
see,
that is one of those moments where everyone in the room is like, that was witnessing magic.
Well, and that's
everything coming together just perfect.
Yep.
That's when
she's
like,
Catwoman.
Do I do
she's
this?
So
do
she's
I,
the best Catwoman.
So
do I get a stunt? Do I not? Like, and yeah, okay, we're talking about the 90s, the Maverick era of filmmaking where like it just went off the rails and people, nobody didn't sign anything.
Literal rails.
It. Yeah, literal rails on and off repeatedly. But like for her to be like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay. Like the cojones, the fear, I mean, it's a stunt. It's a set up action that could go south fast.
Yep.
I also just love, like, and I've always said, like, I just love when actors are like, I'm already Catwoman. Why wouldn't I do my own stunts at this point?
Right.
Like, I'm already playing this character that I'm wearing, like, it's, you know, ridiculous circumstances. I'm wearing this unitard. I'm this other alter ego. Why wouldn't I at least try and do it?
Sure,
right? Because there's some actors
and
who are
like
nope,
I'm out.
Not even willing. Send in my dog.
I
want to
go back to my trailer.
But Michelle Pfeiffer also, too, at that point in her career, very interesting. I don't think she had done a role like this.
No, that was
But she treated it still like she would. Like, I love her Catwoman. I actually love the over-the-top, like, meow. And, like, the, you know, how she does it. I love her dialogue.
You love Tim Burton.
Oh.
Because Tim Burton let her do that
and
say no.
Well,
and you know what?
Batman
and
Returns is a Catwoman movie.
It totally
it is.
Is.
Like, Batman's very
little about
movie.
You know what's a Catwoman movie? Halle Berry's Catwoman. I can't say that straight.
And Sharon Stone.
Okay, funny thing. Ryan Reynolds used to do his own stunts earlier, but now leaves them to the pros now.
So there you go.
Well,
so
yeah.
When he had to say yes, he said yes.
Yeah, when he had no choice.
Any person
but,
that
like
is
Safe House is the one they're referencing was his last one.
Oh, he did a stunt. That was a good
movie.
He fractured his vertebrae and neck while filming it and then was like, I'm out.
That might be
well,
me.
I think he did some of his stunts in a Blade Trinity or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Those sword
be
moments.
Careful with her because her fangs are located on her vagina.
And
that was my favorite
Wesley Snipes hated him.
He hated him. Yeah, oh, and you can tell in the movie he fucking hates
him. That's his character. Yeah. He's supposed to hate
him. Oh, yeah. They did not get along. I heard the whole... But he said Wesley Snipes was a lunatic.
Of course
he's
he is.
Did you hear all the horror stories about him on Demolition Man?
You know what? Movie I've never seen, but I've been watching a weird array of old movies.
Watch Demolition Man.
I watched White Men Can't Jump for the first time.
Oh, great movie.
Great movie, because the remake's
coming. I know, and I'm so... I see the preview for the remake, and I'm like, kill me.
I'm kind of excited for
I love the original so much.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's so... But have you seen Demolition Man?
I will watch it.
Dude, it's so
good. I'll put
good.
It on the list.
So, like, yeah, Wesley Snipes was so nuts on the filming of that. He insisted in doing his own stunts, but, like, he can't. And they were like, so he's so crazy, they would film stunts with him.
Yeah,
and then when he went through, they would redo it with the stunt guy. And then when the final came out, it was all the stunt guy stunts, because Wesley's stunts were completely different than what were in the movie. And apparently till this day, he's like, they still owe me money on that kind of thing. Like, he's still...
Well, that's what happens
dick.
When you go bankrupt. Yeah, you spend all your play money.
Like, he hasn't been paying taxes for like 11 yeah. years.
We'll pay you when you pay the man, you yeah. fucking idiot. Just to speed things up.
Sorry,
here.
But yeah.
No, it's okay. We're going to bump through a bunch of people here. But Tom Hardy and The Rock both do theirs. I get The Rock does.
I fucking hope The Rock... Who's going to be The Rock stunt
double? If The Rock goes into his fucking trailer to do let someone else... I mean, he has one.
Yeah.
And the one
he does.
I've seen him.
Yeah.
So he's just another giant Hawaiian dude or what?
He's very similar looking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, they have to be, right? Like,
and that's only because of the fact that if he goes down, he costs so much. I don't think he's... It's not advantageous for the studio to let him do it anymore. But I mean, what do we got
here?
Did
the Mountain on Game of Thrones have a stunt double?
No, that was the Mountain.
That was the Mountain.
Right? Because then imagine if he did, like, well, we got to get a bear.
Yeah,
right, so we just get a bear?
He exists, yeah.
CGI a bear?
Oh, but... yeah. He actually didn't perform most of his stunts on The Mummy Returns. It was...
The Rock?
Actually, no.
He was still wrestling.
Yeah, hang on here. A professional athlete. Many people would be wrong in assuming he performs all his own stunts.
He probably wasn't allowed.
I think you might have scrolled too far, because there's a list where it goes people that don't do it. Like, if you go back up, I think...
Oh, so this might be the list where they don't do it?
Yeah, I think this...
Oh,
is like,
Sam Jackson definitely does it.
Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. It's like, starts with Ryan Reynolds, I thought. Or like... Here,
yeah, see, action stars who leave it to the professionals. Yeah.
Interesting.
Danny Trejo! Okay. Wow!
But like, okay.
He's old.
So Ryan Reynolds leaves it to the professionals.
Right.
Sam
so does
Jackson.
The Rock, and obviously so does Tom Hardy. Okay.
Sam Jackson, not a shocker.
No.
Liam Neeson.
But Sam Jackson and Liam Neeson are both aging out.
But I mean,
Tom Hardy and The Rock still have, like, Tom Hardy, Brazilian jiu-jitsu artist, black belt in his spare time.
He doesn't do his own stunts?
I think
The Rock, professional athlete who got thrown around a ring for 20 years.
That one makes sense, because I think he was still wrestling during Mommy Returns, and he can't get hurt and then Impact Wrestling, because he was their John Cena at that time.
I feel like it's all the actors that were like, that have like a mouth on them, like Ryan Reynolds, Drew Barrymore. Like, you know, like they're more like talkers.
They can act.
They can act. You know,
like, no offense to but I see what you mean.
Yeah.
And they also
that's the commodity versus the fear, right?
Yeah. Like,
you're a $50 million paycheck for us. You're not fucking touching danger versus, you don't cost that much. So if you want to do it, do it. Like, they delays, broken ribs. Like, Tom Cruise produces his own movies.
Right.
So and he takes on the risk of
exactly.
The Rock, as much as he says, you know, Sixth Sense production or whatever does its own production, he's not on the lam as much as Cruise is.
Someone like Ryan Reynolds, like, Tom Cruise isn't doing rom-coms. He's not doing, like, a period piece.
Edge
he's
of Tomorrow really, is very
he's
rom-com-y.
Really doing what he wants. It's like what you said. He's doing what he wants to do. But someone like Ryan Reynolds, after a Deadpool, he might have two rom-coms or something
fucking
lined up.
Red Notice.
Right? And then after that, if he gets hurt on that, he might lose, because rom-coms, they can recast.
He's contracted.
Right? So...
Yeah. That's why it's like, even though we signed you, Mr. Craig.
Sorry, Red Notice is not good. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either.
I saw the trailer when I saw The Rock get hit by a bull.
Did you watch it?
No.
I saw The Rock get hit by a bull in the trailer, and I was like, what?
I got enough of Ryan Reynolds and Hobbs and Shaw.
It looks like it's seven movies in one.
It's like Ghosted. Ghosted is like a made for, like, you know,
it's an AI-made movie.
Yeah, like, I had COVID, and I watched it.
It's a movie?
Can I spoil...
When I read the premise, I was like...
So, garbage movie, it's about whatever, like, Ana de Armas is, like, a spy and dates Chris Evans, who's, like, it's Notting Hill.
The damsel
in
distress flipped.
But there's one sequence halfway through the movie that everyone, like, it's kind of like a spoiler, where all these hitmen are coming after to kill them, and the first hitman shows up, and who is it?
Is it Ryan Reynolds?
No, it's Anthony Mackie. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, it's Anthony Mackie. So it's Falcon.
Oh my God, Falcon.
Yeah.
To his fucking
Captain
America.
But then a car comes and hits him, and it's John Cho. And then John Cho gets shot by Bucky.
No.
And then Anthony Mackie comes back and kills Bucky.
That's
what the movie's for.
That is Tim Cook, and that is what's his dick at Disney. They're best fucking friends outside of work.
That's the reason. Like
that's the
movie.
Only reason. That 10 minute clip.
I'm gonna watch it on YouTube. Yeah.
That is Disney. That is Disney and the Apple relationship.
Well, yeah, being like fuck.
They will merge one day.
Yeah,
you will see.
Oh, really, and sorry, and then Ryan Reynolds does show up in the end.
In Ghosted. Oh my god,
that is such cameo garbage. But I would watch it anyway.
Oh no, it's
Bullet Train.
It Ted, but he never talks.
Oh,
that's why he didn't. He just dropped in. He didn't even get paid. Because he doesn't talk.
Remember when
he's
Pikachu?
Yeah. Oh, I hated
anyways,
that. I like the movie until then.
I agreed. I like that movie.
Let's talk about dystopian
Black
future.
Black Mirror. Okay.
Let's talk about the now instead of the future.
Yeah.
Black Mirror,
now?
Baby.
Yeah. Let's talk about reflections in the dark mirror of our future. I just caught this like a week ago that Black Mirror is now premiering in June. I think it's like the middle of June it's going to premiere.
Yeah, and I think he did a typical Charlie Broker style, like, what up? They didn't even say they were making a season. He just dropped a trailer.
Yeah,
and
that's
exactly.
How they've been doing
that's
it.
That's, yeah, that's his style.
You don't know if it's coming, but you know it's coming.
Apparently that's what he did on the BBC, and that was part of the contract, is he wanted to keep the theme, like, because BBC, he did no marketing. It would be like a month before, people would see the Black Mirror poster on subways and be like, huh?
That's
what
the
he continues.
Ether marketing shit, right?
And it suits Black Mirror, right?
It does. Like, a cracked mirror on a black background with that logo.
Yeah.
I know what's coming.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that name meant for the longest time, by the way.
What,
Black Mirror?
Mirror?
Like, I didn't know what it meant
for
the longest
time. And then the smash, like every episode. Like,
I had no idea. Yeah, oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. It's like Xbox.
Did you guys...
Red Rings of Death.
I'm going to tell you a story. Sit around the fire. This is when Shauna had her house still in Windsor Park, and I was taking a shower. I remember this distinctively because I was so shocked by what I saw.
I don't know what's
I took
coming.
A shower. I came out, and she was like, you need to watch this show with me. And I was like, what is it? She's like, it's on the BBC, and it's this weird show called Black Mirror. And I was like, okay, what's it about? She's like, these weird things that happen to people. And I'm like, you're not selling this.
Twilight Zone.
I love it.
You know,
I love
it. And she was like, it's like it, they're not all the same. Each one's a different story, right? Because she doesn't talk nerd like we do.
Right.
So I was like, okay, fine, let's try it. And I was shown the very first episode,
the
National Anthem. So this is when it was still on BBC.
Yes, on
which
still,
is a very tamed episode.
It's a very tamed
compared
episode.
To all of them?
Yeah.
But it's fucked.
All she told me was, she said, this episode is about a man and a pig. and I went, okay, fine.
That's great.
And that's all I had. And this wild, insane ride of the prime minister having to fuck a pig to save a member of the royal family that turns out to be way fucking darker than you ever thought.
Yeah.
Like, I was glued. I was like, where is this shit and why haven't I had this in my life?
We're spoiling it, correct?
That's fine.
And it ends up being...
There's five fucking years of the show. Spoiler.
It ends up being a hoax. It's a prank.
The princess is completely
isn't it
fine.
Like
nothing's
art,
wrong with
it's
it.
It's an art piece in the end?
Yeah, sorry. It's like... what's that guy?
Banksy.
It's a Banksy... Like
ish.
Yeah, it's like if... It's basically him saying, what if Banksy did something like with
insane
technology in Black Mirror
style? It's
the
painting
that's
on
what
the Gaza Strip.
Because the last shot is the princess getting... The princess was just held in 48 hours... From the media and the internet.
Yeah, there
was
something
like,
had happened.
She was like COVID training.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She disappeared for 48 hours, but she had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
But that showing of YouTube, the live streaming, the era, like that was already, we were just getting into that.
Yep.
And
now we are hard, like PewDiePie gets in shit for streaming now, and it's like, this is exactly what.
It
was
also,
in that episode
also,
before we even got here.
It really felt like a crisis team dealing.
Yes.
Like it really felt like it felt like the West Wing.
It?
Yep. Like it was like a real like what would a crisis team
do
if they were put in this scenario?
Does he not fuck the pig?
And you have that part where they're all in the room discussing it, and like people are crying.
Let's fake the pig.
They're like, this
right?
Bringing a fake pig, and then they're like, well, no, if you're fucking a fake
that's
pig,
right.
And it's like, how will you know the difference
that's
between fake pig ass and real pig ass?
And then
you're like, will we do it? Will we not do it?
And then that becomes the episode. Part of it is like, is he going to do it?
You become the people
the
watching.
The audience watching.
The audience watching him.
Like, can I vote in? Can I vote in right now?
Yeah, do I get a say in this?
Yeah.
Anyways, that was my introduction. And it was on like a cheap streaming box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Illegally from England.
Yeah. So what, 2011, I think
yeah,
it was?
Like yeah, super yeah, early, and yeah. they had like two seasons out.
That's and again, this is BBC, so one season is just three episodes.
Yeah.
That's one.
It's very small.
It's a series.
Yep.
Series
Sherlock.
It's artistic, yeah. right? Yeah. It's not... Yeah.
Long
it's not
episodes, though.
Very long.
Like hours
oh, yeah.
and a 10
Oh, yeah.
Minutes,
they're like
you know?
Short films.
Yeah, what was yours?
My episode?
Your episode.
Like, the one that really hooked me in was season one, episode two. 15 million
merits.
Oh, the cycle.
It's with the actor from Get Out. I can't remember.
Oh, and Nope.
In Nope, Daniel Kaluuya. I think. And basically, it's like the futuristic. They pedal bikes
for credits.
For credits.
Yeah.
And then eventually
that entertained them.
Yes, and they basically go on like an America's Got Talent show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have to like perform, and he goes up and tries to kill himself essentially by the end of it.
Yeah, because the idea is that if you win it, you don't have to cycle anymore.
Yes, but he gets enough credits to do that. But he like
and he starts to form a relationship with another
girl.
Who's
yeah,
doing,
cycling next to him.
Yeah, and she's singing.
She gets on the show.
She gets on the show. Yeah,
right.
But they're
and
like
it's emojis,
and they're like drugging her to keep her like.
Sorry,
like a
why
bear.
Is this your
it's
favorite
like a,
episode?
Sorry, I just think it's like a very like it was one of those ones from like. It was so outside, especially you went from National Anthem, the first one, which
yeah.
you described, which was like a political drama is
yeah.
how I took it as.
Yes.
To this one that was like so left field.
Yeah.
That was like where it's so
There's
well,
nothing congruent.
No, it's so art designed in this like weird, like just black universe where mm-hmm. everyone lives in studios, like black mm-hmm. studios. It's so well made. I'm like, wow, these are very different episodes that it just kind of hooked me in after that. And then I just continued on. I'll let Charles
Did you
go,
find
like,
it before Netflix or after Netflix?
I found it during Netflix.
Okay.
So when season two happened is when I discovered it, though I've like, after, as soon as I found out about it, I was like, I have to
Give
find
me more.
Out. Yeah, like Charlie Barker? Brooker.
Yeah, Charlie.
Brooker?
Broker?
Anyways, I started like just deep diving his stuff.
I got it. It'll be here. And this is the only stuff he's ever really done.
Yeah.
He's done a few other
Brooker,
things that are just like...
Charlie Brooker.
I, a friend and I have studied Black Mirror a lot because we have a show that was in development for years, still in development essentially, but it's an anthology show about the lottery and the dark side of winning the lottery.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, we have like...
Make
that's
that.
Cool.
We've tried. It's the problem is when we did pitch it and stuff, it's a big idea show. It's
right.
It's a unicorn show, they call
right.
it in the biz, where
yes.
it's like
there's
too,
a lot of parties and
yeah it's yeah. too big of an idea like it's too cool it totally makes
your
sense.
Cast is like 50 people
yeah
over
just
the
need the,
of 10
you just
episodes.
Need the right network
you just
that's
need that,
willing to be
yeah,
like we want our unicorn though
exactly
yeah.
it's
because they
rare.
Need their unicorn
because what studio doesn't want a unicorn
exactly.
show for fuck's sake
but we used a lot of Black Mirror examples
yeah.
like you know because
yeah.
it was in dystopian. That same world dystopian
and it's a social commentary on something
exactly about money and like you know people's relationship with money
yeah
anyways so yes because of that I know the show very well up until like probably the
nice.
Whole five seasons.
It was your muse.
Yeah, exactly.
Charlie Brooker made a muse.
Speaking of Charlie Brooker.
yeah.
yeah, so a buddy of mine, after same thing. It
yeah.
wasn't on Netflix yet. It was just BBC because I remember like early days when Pirate Bay was still the go-to of just.
Still my go-to.
Oh, it's still, I still use it. But I remember combing it because I had to not even get, this wasn't even, you could get a season
you went
as
deep
one
into
file.
The seeds, didn't
you had to get each individual
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, you
could.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like,
you
I,
S2
yeah,
the
no,
shit.
I had like fucking IMDb.
No,
I had an IMDb episode list here,
yeah.
and then I'm
right.
making
Copy
sure
paste.
I'm getting
yeah,
the
yeah,
right
yeah.
episodes.
Seeds up, yeah.
Because some
oh,
pirates
up, yeah.
some pirates take pride in their work and they put the episode title and the
so
season
nice.
And whatnot. And
yeah.
other ones are just like,
yeah. and you
Black
appreciate
Mirror.
That. Yeah.
S01E.01.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're
so,
horrible.
I was same thing. He showed me. But the way my buddy pitched it was he showed me National Anthem and was like, if you like that, you'll love this show.
Yeah.
So, and I loved it in
this
a horrifying
is a
way.
Yeah.
yeah.
Did it get at you? Did you feel awkward?
You know what it was? I never got into The Outer Limits. I never
oh.
got into Twilight Zone growing up, but I was into Crypt Keeper, but it was too scary. So I just watched
scary.
The I
Not
just watched
scary.
I just watched the cartoon.
yeah.
Too scary. I watched the cartoon. But I remember this was the first show that I was like, oh, I get the Outer Limits
anthology.
Oh, I get why Twilight. Yeah, I get it now.
A bunch of everything.
This is incredible.
With nothing in common.
And it keeps me up at night. And I got why Twilight Zone did that for a generation. Yep. Totally get it now. Yep.
The horror that is just woven through. Some of it's subtle. Some of it's right in your fucking face.
He's also just an absolutely brilliant writer. Like, yes, he writes.
Agreed.
Every episode. I think some episodes he has co-writers. Some he does on his own.
I think there's maybe, if I'm correct, two episodes he has a co-writer.
Right, right.
I think everything else is
him.
Yep.
So again,
very rare.
Long vignettes.
All the other anthology shows I've looked at, like Twilight Zone and that, they have different teams and writers.
With a solid idea.
But like every episode is like, it's like those crime,
it's like writer rooms.
So what's neat about that is the fact that you have a head honcho always, and it's his
brainchild. It's like Mike White with White Lotus, right?
Yeah, totally.
You get that consistency.
And what I love about it is every single episode is so different from each other, but they have that obvious central thing of technology. And what I love is every single episode is like, why it gets under your skin is you're like, we're either living that or it's going to happen.
Yep.
There's never been an episode where I was like, that's not believable.
It's not, but yeah. Okay. It's
every episode ends in a way where I'm like, fuck.
Close enough to home.
like around the corner.
Man. Yeah.
Or like, it's one of those things every episode ends where you're like, yeah, I could see someone doing that.
Yep.
Or I could see people reacting that way.
This
or I could
happen.
See someone thinking, yep, this is like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Here, I'm gonna dovetail that. Ever seen a thing on it where you're like, kind of want that? Be okay with that.
The Miley Cyrus toy.
Fucking pervert.
What is it? The Jackie O? The Jackie O or something? Or like the...
Which one's that one again?
It's one of the newer seasons. It's one of my...
Is it like
episodes.
like a
It's not... It's
like an avatar?
It's kind of like an Alexa that like talks to you.
Yes.
You can jerk off to a voice. Come
it was
on
that... You know what? It's funny. That episode I would say was
you think I do when
one
you
of
call
the
me.
Weakest.
It's definitely one of the weaker ones. I'm joking, by the way. That's not the one I probably want. Man, that's tough. I you know, the...
Because, like, this is almost there, so we got to start getting used
to
this
The one that
shit.
Fucked me up the most. Like, I will always...
I love that you brought the notebook for this.
I wrote it down because I was like, and it gave me legit nightmares in a psychological
way. I think
way.
I know which one you're going to say, but keep going.
White Bear.
What season? What?
So that I believe
hate that episode.
You do, eh?
I hate that. That's, like, one of my least favorites.
Really?
A lot of people's favorites, though.
Oh, I love that episode.
Season 2, I believe.
I think it's called White Bear. And why?
It is White Bear, yeah.
Why, again, is the twist I thought was one of the most brilliant and also, like, I just did not see it coming. I think it's series 2.
It's season 2.
Yeah,
it's episode two.
Yeah.
It's basically a woman wakes up with no memory.
No memory at all.
And everyone's just filming her randomly.
Yeah, so she wakes up in a room tied to a chair with no memory at all. But people are, like, observing her and filming her with their phones. And no one will help her. She keeps yelling at them to help. No one will help her. And slowly these other characters that are in this house as well assisting her and then the big reveal. Yeah. So they're like, we know how you can get out of this place. You got to get to this building. And when you get to this building, you'll get out.
This is the game with Michael Douglas.
It's the game, but she's deserving
justice.
But it's.
It's also escape room.
Dude, the last line.
It's a sentence. It's a prison sentence.
The last line says Victoria was sent to the White Bear Justice Park where her memory is wiped at the end of the day so that the punishment and entertainment can begin afresh.
Dude, and the crime is like her husband or boyfriend stole a kid, abused the kid, and tried to sell it or something.
That's what it was.
So it's a warranted.
It's fucked.
It is a warranted. But the big dude, you should see this episode. The end credits.
Watching it tonight.
So the end.
Oh, you're catching up on this.
No. I just haven't watched them all. I'm like 80% done. But there's one or two each season where I may have gleamed or.
The end credits is so it's the end credits. It's like black credits, and then it cuts to back to the episode, and it's. The people getting the orientation of how it works.
Right, I remember
that. And it's the actors in it that were trying to, like, help the girl, whatever. They're like, so you want to keep at least 5 feet away because, you know, like, we don't want you. We will have people around making sure you guys are safe, so don't worry. Please feel free to live stream. Take as many videos and photos. Get up to them. They're going to scream at you for help. Just enjoy it. It's all part of the fun. And people are like, yeah, and there's kids there that are like, I can't wait, Mom.
Okay.
It's so fucked.
It's still one of my weaker episodes.
Really,
yeah,
man?
I'm
it kept
so
me
sorry.
Up. Because you know what it was? It was the ending. Because the way it works is she goes into the building where she's told she's going to be free. She gets knocked out, and then she wakes up, and she's tied to the same chair. And it's him explaining it to her why she's here, why, and they're showing the real crime footage. And her, in the interrogation, she's like, no,
mind right now.
And then they zap her, and the episode ends where she wakes up, and it's like, another day in this thing, and the actors are like, all right, get ready for your role. It reminded me working at the escape room. You had those set scares because they have that.
So do you want the White Bear Justice Park in society? Do you think that that's something that
I think that would be a more effective, like, I would never want to take part of it. I don't think I'd ever be someone that's like, I want to go to the park and see the, like, fucking rapist. Like, I don't know if I'd do that. But I think it's a better use than of, like, the death penalty.
Sure.
I think it's a much better use than, like, the death penalty or
literally,
if we
can make a couple bucks on
this. I think that.
If it bleeds, it leads.
I also think that is way more terrifying than, like, even solitary confinement. Like, right. I think that's a worse punishment. So I actually am more for it than, yeah, like, death penalty. I think that's worse.
The idea of a zoo for criminals
is very odd
it's and
fucked,
interesting.
It's fucked, yeah.
Ian, anything you want to bring from the dystopian world of Black Mirror?
I'm peeking it and remembering, like, all the episodes I love. Like,
yeah.
I'm just going to burn through them really fast.
Sure, yeah.
Season one, I've already said, 15 Million Mirror, it's very good. Entire History of You is the one I thought you were going to say.
That, yeah,
which
the
is
eye.
Which the eye and the
camera.
I
thought
that's
and then
one
you
we
get
were
to
say.
See it.
I actually,
dude,
don't...
and he was right. That's the big twist. Is he was right the whole fucking time.
Talk about gaslighting.
I love the actor from Star Wars.
Brendan Gleeson's son.
Is that his son?
Domhnall Hall Gleeson.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
That's with the
Be Right Back.
Oh, what's his name? He's the Kylo Ren and him have.
Yeah. And he's in Be Right Back.
Be Right Back was
season
hard.
Two. It's very heavy emotionally.
That's a hard ending to one too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's what we all want.
Yeah, totally.
But it's also a huge, like, I just want to say too, before the technology aspect, another big fear in that one is no one loves. A big fear is your partner saying, "I'll be right back," and they die.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that
not
alone.
Having said, "I love you" before they
setting
die.
Up the episode like that alone was already like that's already a giant fear that some people
it's a
probably
great
have. Right. Like yeah.
name of an episode.
Keep going.
You know. San Junipero is the one that
of course.
Thank you.
A masterpiece.
Won an Emmy, I believe, for writing.
Yeah. Hour and a half long.
Balled
episode.
My eyes out.
Right.
Like, fucking
it's
whole
apparently
time.
An hour. Man.
I.
It's only an hour, apparently.
Really?
They're all,
But it's beautiful.
It feels
beautiful.
Long. It's so well.
You know what it reminds me of is Last of Us, like Frank and Bill's story. It's like
totally.
That.
But having a place that you choose to go back to.
Yes.
That is where, for listener, if you haven't seen this, it's two kids growing up and they meet in the...
A virtual world,
and you find out that these younger versions are of other people who are older in a care home, and they met... I'm getting all teary-eyed right now. They met in the home.
Yeah.
But they couldn't...
Playing these avatars, essentially.
Yeah. Which, another episode, the Dueling Dragons one.
That's a great one.
But playing themselves as avatars in a world where they could be lesbians, where they couldn't be lesbians in the real world at the time. And then it was, do they come back? Do they lead real lives? Oh, God, it was so heart-wrenching.
Kind of like the show Upload.
I haven't seen that yet, but
it's
very,
really
good.
Same premise,
for
sure.
Upload's not very good. Season four, actually, I think. See, is like it's funny. I actually can pinpoint
Bryce Dallas Howard. Is that
season three?
Oh, that is
season
three.
Okay.
I would say like each season has a very one or two standalone episodes. Around season four is where you get like one in like so. Season four, USS Callister, the Star Trek spoof.
Oh yeah, that
so
was
good,
great,
fantastic.
That was
with
Kristen Dunst,
Jesse Plemons,
Christina Mazzaroni.
That's a great one.
Great episode.
Even the Star Trek moments are so
well
done too.
I think it's the thing where these Black Mirror is so dark sometimes that there's these little lighter episodes that balance out. So Hang the DJ is another very good one.
Yeah,
that's like
is that the VR?
The VR dating
dude.
Thing.
I wrote that one down. That
very
one.
Good.
Oh no, I'm talking about the VR one where the guy tests out the new VR.
Oh, I like that one. That's season three.
That one fucked
play,
me up too.
Dan Trachtenberg, who directed Prey.
Yes,
and
that one.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
That one fucked me up. That one gave me a because as a video game guy too.
Oh,
I was like,
okay.
And season five, I don't remember a lot except for the Anthony Mackie one where he
Dueling Dragons.
He fucks.
Oh, and
falls
that
in love
one,
with his buddy through
that
a video
one
game.
Also has another one of my favorites, and it's very different. The black and white one where they're running away from that like
metalhead.
Dog robot.
Metal Oh, yeah.
The one with Russell's kid, Dwight. Dwight.
No. Russell Wright is the VR one.
That's Wade Russell.
Yeah.
Wade Russell?
Playtest. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the playtest.
That's
one.
The one where it doesn't turn off.
Yeah.
The video game becomes reality.
Yeah.
And then he finds that's where he finds out he died during.
Yes,
the
he died. Yeah.
His mom called him during it, and it seizured the
fucking
thing.
And his last words are "Call mom."
Call mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
one fucked me up.
That ending fucked
me up. Also, because the VR game is horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, when they show you the VR spider. Game, I was also like, I would never play this.
There's a spider that comes out, and it always made me think of Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Because you remember, like, the first level, the spiders that pop out?
And there's that last big
still
one.
Still fucking scares the shit of me. It just would draw. Yeah. And they do that in that fucking episode, and I'm like, fuck, I hate that. It still creeps me out when I think about that spider, and it turns back and forth.
I really was like, when I got into, what was it,
the Christmas special's fantastic.
Season
by the way.
Two.
Yeah, Don Draper.
Let me pull the yarn. I don't know if that technology is good or not. Listener, if you haven't seen it, basically White Christmas is a dude committed a crime and he's in a simulation of a cabin. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Interesting that both are like White Bear, White Christmas kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening is...
He's talking to like, he's at the cabin with John Hamm.
He's at the cabin with John Hamm.
Yeah.
John
just telling him.
Trying to interrogate him.
Interrogate him, yeah.
And what you find out is that Hamm is going into the world and doing his own thing, which becomes a problem.
Yeah.
For his wife, who then blanks him out of her life.
Yeah.
Fuck, I gotta rewatch.
And that's
this
the
one,
ending.
So when she
he's
looks
blocked.
At him,
yeah.
he when it,
you're blurred.
It's the idea of blocking somebody or ghosting somebody.
That's
but
fucked.
And how they show up in your vision is they're just a blob.
They're just like pixels.
They're a
I have
blob.
To rewatch this
and
episode.
No
and you can't hear anything.
And you have the choice to unmute them, right? Now, I don't know if, like, I mean, think about it. Past traumas, people who've gone through experiences that they don't ever want to have to see again. Say that person is out in their world.
Wow.
Turn it off, right?
Yeah.
You're not exposed to it. But at the same time, you're turning off things that probably will change who you are as a person and your character. And to not, like, I think it would be a great idea to have once you're over your shit because you don't want to be reminded by it. But I don't think it'd be a good idea to be like, block and then, because you're just burying shit, right?
Right.
But like, it's John Hamm and Rafe Spall. I love Rafe Spall.
Yeah, he's
I didn't like him in Jurassic Park,
he's in
but
Hot
I do
Fuzz.
Like. Yes,
I really have to rewatch that one because that one is such. I watched it. I just don't remember it. That
yeah,
well,
but it's
like,
such a slow burn.
That one
like,
was big too because he didn't have a few seasons for a while, and then he just came out with
special,
that random episode,
and
everyone's like, "Is it happening?" And then I think the Netflix thing then went through.
Yeah.
After that,
the
that's
five,
with the
The one with what's his face from Game of Thrones.
Where Sean
the,
Bean.
No.
Bean. It's that's the one I want to talk about. Shut Up and Dance.
Shut Up and Dance.
The kid starts with the kid jerking off.
Yeah.
And so you know what's funny?
Steamrolls.
I used to see people that would tape their cameras on their laptops and stuff, and I was always like,
why?
That's over much. I saw that episode. Guess what? All my cameras are taped. I'm just like, fuck, because I learned that's a real thing. People can actually
they can hot
hack
mic
into
and hot
on
camera
cameras.
You.
Yeah.
Because it's transmitting.
Fuck that shit.
Why do you, if you can Bluetooth your image of a video from your phone, you can hack the signal.
Right. And I never thought of it like that. And then when I read into it, I was like, well.
Who's thinking of that when they're jerking off to grandmas online?
But
I
the
mean,
most seductive thing about it is he makes this kid and then the guy from Game of Thrones gets thrown in it. He makes them do the craziest shit. And then the big fucking twist, spoiler, sorry, listener, he fucks them over anyways.
Exactly.
They do everything he told them to. I think they kill someone.
That's about trolling.
And then it just still gets released. Yeah. And it ends with the kid getting calls from his mom. Everyone, because they all got the video.
Exactly.
He sent it to all of
them.
He
killed
anyways.
The guy at the end of the episode.
Yeah, he kills him at the end anyways.
And then the video.
And then he just, the drone.
It's funny.
The drone films everything.
Actually, I actually feel like that. Like that's one of the weaker ones for me. But like, do you guys have hated or not hated? I truly think there's.
Turn your mic a little bit. You
oh, sorry.
Okay.
I truly think there's a, there's more bad than good episodes or okay versus good.
It does average 60-40.
Yeah, 60-40
there's
is
some
probably
filler,
right.
But
yeah.
even the filler, like,
fillers
what about
are
the
fine.
One with the baby cam?
Baby cam. The Archangel?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that one.
Yeah.
That's like
really?
Also Jodie Foster directed. I hate that one.
You didn't like that one, eh?
I think it's one of the worst ones.
Oh, Christina Milotti, she makes the little version of herself?
That's the
USS.
That's why
you're.
Yes.
That's
sorry, that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very good.
That's
a good
a great
one.
Yeah.
I
separate. The B one was okay.
The B one's not very good.
The B one's okay.
What's the B one?
It's they use the like bees, like robotic bees.
Yeah. So you know how bees are dying? They decide that they
I thought they just weren't real.
They make. they make robot
like
bees that are programmed.
The bee movie.
Yeah, like they literally make little, they look like little transformers
right.
and they just pollinate, but then they find out that they're responsible for like two
they're
murders.
They're assassinating.
Yeah, they're killing
very,
people.
They're killing people with bees.
Slowly. And they're like, yeah, but it's targeted. Like it's specifically
it's kind of similar to that What If episode.
Yeah.
With Ant-Man. Or
it
like
is.
The original
yeah, because they're programmed.
Multiple,
it kind of is.
All the Avengers are dying. Yeah,
That's right. That's right.
It's one of those unicorn shows.
He does.
Yeah.
Once he does with couples, I find, especially being in a like relationship and stuff too, those ones will hit
Humble
home
brag.
Because, well, you know, I'm sure you can relate to like it just sometimes those fuck me up more than the big like dystopian ones because
yes.
it's like, ugh.
Well, it's the,
what would
it's,
I do?
It's
that
the
technology. Like the eye thing. I would
I
never
can't
get
relate.
It.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's feeling a little third wheel here, Charles. There you go.
Sorry.
I'm kidding.
Is there an episode we could do for Black Mirror based on this?
Hang the DJ.
Oh, yeah.
It's about dating.
That's a really, I like that episode.
That's
I
a very,
really like
again,
it.
It's so easy to watch.
Yeah, and it's, again, and I feel like it's all about the writing and the
also,
acting more than anything.
You know, I love the title. You know why it's called Hang the DJ? It's from, like, the song.
Yeah.
The Smith song, Hang the DJ.
You know what? We mentioned Bryce, but the nosedive episode where every time you have to interact with somebody.
That feels the most real.
Yeah. That's the social credit system in China. That's your social status.
That's even now. Like, I got verified on Instagram and TikTok. Just saying it out loud, not humble bragging, but very big deal.
He doesn't have a relationship, but he's
I'm not,
on TikTok.
But he's verified. I'm not verified.
I'm not verified.
My relationship's not verified.
You know, I own a house, have a car, but verify, you know.
Ladies,
anyway.
He's single.
Yeah, seriously.
You
can follow him.
Honestly, I forgot what I was going with. Anyways, no. But
okay,
it does,
mission accomplished.
But it does feel like there is like I got on Raya, which is like celebrity Tinder, essentially.
Yeah.
Because I was verified.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can only use it if you're verified.
Well, no, it's like if you're worthy enough. Like you have
to
get recommended.
It's based on a social credit score.
Jeez. I never knew that.
No,
I was always fascinated how celebrities were able to go on.
I'm attractive and cool enough and important enough. That's literally what it is.
Dude,
that's
we would have told you that. You didn't need.
I needed the.
Okay,
I needed Raya. I needed Raya to tell me.
Raya's your Hang the DJ.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So
that is so fucking.
So basically, but that's what I was saying. Nosedives, I think, is one of the closest ones to our civilization. Also, that the episode with the politician that's a puppet.
Oh, Waldo.
Yeah,
Waldo,
that
yeah.
one I don't like that much, but like that
but
one I think is very close.
But
to
you know
us.
What's funny? That's Trump.
That's
what
that's
happened
that
with
is
Trump.
That is
Trump
right.
was Waldo.
Yeah, you're
and
right.
And then enough people believed in the idiot,
fuck,
and the idiot got voted.
You're right.
Cult of belief, man.
Yeah. I rewatched it last night, and I didn't even finish it because I looked at Claudia. I'm like, this fucking
this.
Happened.
Yeah.
I can't watch this. This
yeah.
happened.
It's hard when it hits
yeah,
people.
When, it, when it's something that happened, you're like, I can't watch
well,
this.
Well, I was like, remember in Contagion, people started watching it.
Right
when,
at the beginning
COVID.
Of the COVID, and you're like.
Yeah, and it was like, it's too close to the home.
Yeah, especially when people were like, it's bats. I was like,
I know. I watched Contagion, 12 Monkeys,
it didn't
and something else.
Fucking
and one go.
Yeah. Age well at all.
Yeah.
Contagion.
But no, with Nosedive, too, it's happening because, and I never thought I'd say this, but I saw a commercial for the Dr. Phil episode a few years ago. And I mean, I know a lot of that shit's trumped up, right? But still, the fact that this kid had the gall to say, I don't talk to my mom or my sister because they have no followers.
What?
In the,
I never saw that.
In the era
that's
of
fucked.
The, if you look at 20 and down right now, today, let's look at 20 years old and down. Their entire world is seen through a device.
Yeah.
Their entire, everything they share is shared through a device. We are of both. We can mingle. We can put our phones down.
Yeah, we know what the world was like before.
But to the kids, right? So their reality is nosedive because if they get busted on social media doing something, they get trashed publicly. It's the town square mentality.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
And that's what this is. And they think, oh, if everybody can interact with each other, it's a great idea. Fuck no, it's not. We don't need to be sharing that much with each other.
No.
Look what fucking Facebook did.
Yeah.
So you're totally right, Ian. Like,
I still
it's
have
the
people.
Now. It might not be our now. But it's somebody's name.
Yeah.
Because that's the Bryce Dallas. That's the one where it's all based on your likes.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And she gets turned away because they're giving her less likes.
Yeah, but everything is filmed.
Yes.
Right? So,
so even when she's getting upset, they're like, oh, you didn't take that
She doesn't
well.
Have enough credits to like get like
to a party
car.
Or something.
Right,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
she keeps...
She's trying to charge her
and
car.
Then, and then she's like overkilling with kindness, and then that's rubbing people the wrong way.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Like, fake. They're like, you said that already. We got it.
We were kind of talking about that earlier, about like sincerity on posting things, like
right.
versus
yeah.
like,
right.
posting it for the sheer of posting.
Yeah, what is the obligation post, and what is the actual, like, this is
yeah,
a legit
this is legit
post.
And I,
like,
yeah.
they, this was reasonable.
Doing
yeah.
this.
Right.
And I,
yeah.
And I think that's truly, like you were being nice, Charles. It was like, you have good TikTok, and I think part of it is, like, I do it for me, but I don't think it's, like, far-fetched of who I
You're
am.
You're a filmmaker, though,
no,
so playing
sure.
with the camera
I'm,
in short video.
And maybe it's because I know you,
yeah.
but
yeah.
when I see it, I'm like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
It's, but it's actually, like...
Especially
I,
if you meet
Do you know
me,
why?
I also hate
because
to say to you...
Because she's the star of the show. You're not the star of the show. You're in a lot of it. You're interacting
yeah,
with
yeah.
her. But you
But
do
it's a
not,
day in your life, and I like
You're not, like...
It.
Hot dude with a dog.
Right.
You're like,
right.
look
right.
at my dog.
Right.
I might be hot.
Right.
Like,
right.
It,
yeah,
so,
you're not
right.
like, yeah, you're not a day in my life, and it's like, yeah, I wake up, beach. Yeah, I sit in my pool, beach. I'm ripped.
But see,
right?
even that would be
like
a character at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but
you know?
And if you were doing it to make,
if you're
like,
parodying,
that would be
right.
funny,
sure,
right?
right? Yeah.
But I'm saying those are the real top videos.
Yeah.
And right. that's why when I look, like when I see.
There's no sincerity
what are the
in
top,
swiping.
What are yep. the top influencers and whatnot? And I see the shit. I'm like.
I know.
It makes me want to kill myself, and then I'm like,
it hurts.
Then I see real creators, and I'm like, okay,
again,
there's hope. There
but,
is hope.
But,
like,
but
this is what
that's
I
happening
see.
Now because those people are on the same dating app that Ian's on.
Right.
That
right.
we're right. we don't need to see, but you know,
I have to make one quick mention though because I might have been one of the few. I really enjoyed it. I think the experiment worked. I liked Bandersnatch. I thought Bandersnatch was great.
I never tried it.
I really
I'm
thought
glad
it was
you brought
awesome.
It. I forgot.
I thought
to
it was
be
awesome.
Honest.
It was a choose your own
Mike,
adventure, right?
Do it and do all the options. It takes maybe 2 hours to
two
do
hours.
Every
yeah,
sure.
It's
that's
about
fine.
It was, and one of them yeah. is like, it literally one of them is Charlie having, it's the, like, the part of the movie where it's like, make a death round. And
yeah,
you're like, and,
yeah.
and literally, as soon as it starts, it's just insanity.
I kept,
and it's great. It's
I
great.
Kept ending the thing. Like, it kept ending for me every 5 minutes because, like, I kept choosing the wrong
Yeah,
things.
Right, right. Because there is one that it's like 5 minutes long.
And, like, I've, yeah. I did that, like, multiple times. It was yeah. like, I was like, I just want to get through this fucking show.
It's 5, 15, 30, and then
I had to,
an hour.
I,
like, if
yeah.
you choose, like,
I had
and then it's 2 hours over.
Oh, two hours to do all of them.
I yeah. found yeah. the hack where I just read it because I was
found
like,
the hack?
Well, look, I just
broke the algorithm.
You know what? It, me and Claudia time, did it on New Year's Day hungover. So it was one of those things that we're
that's
like,
a good thing.
We had all the motivation and time to do it all.
I got yeah. the energy for a click.
Well, and it's like a video game, it knows.
Yeah.
Like, when you get to the end, it's like, you did this one and this one. Do these
the issue
oh,
is that the
points?
So you're not resetting.
Is there a high score? Can you?
I don't know, but they don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Like, I think
yeah.
at
you completed
time,
this in record time.
I couldn't use my TV to watch it, so I think I did it on my laptop, and that's why I was like, I just got to get through this
yeah.
to say I watched
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But it was a very cool experiment.
It was cool.
I
think it worked for Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I think it worked.
It's
think it really was cool.
I would have taken off, like, because I heard it took a couple months to make.
Yes. Yeah.
I would have taken a full season, like a 3-episode season over that. So
I agree.
And
I agree. That filled in instead of a new season.
Exactly.
It was like the Christmas special.
Exactly.
It was like, here's your Black Mirror for the next 3 years.
Essentially,
yeah.
My big thing with, like, Black Mirror, I think these days, is like, I think he's stronger when he does a 3-episode season versus like 5 to 6
yes.
episodes.
Yeah, he's really packing up. He's punching harder.
I think
with
he goes
3
too
instead
hard.
Of 6.
And like yep. we said, like the 60-40 ratio gets lower.
It does, because he's you know? Like,
they're
if,
not all great. They're
if,
okay.
Well, and,
they're watchable.
And that's the thing is, I'm curious. Like, is that him being like, I have 5 great ideas, or is that Netflix being like, hey, you know, if you could do one more?
I think
or,
it's both. Right.
I think
yeah.
so, too.
Yeah.
I think so,
or
too.
Why not do one a month when we know for 4 months it's coming?
Why? Yeah.
Because
then
I feel...
That's actually not
I feel
a horrible...
If,
that's not a bad idea.
Like, Stephen King did Tommyknockers and released the books every month for 4 months.
Yeah, that's right.
So each
that's
month
right.
you got a new section of the
yeah.
book. Not Tommyknockers, sorry, Green Mile.
Green Mile,
right,
yeah.
Right, Green Mile.
Green
yeah.
Tommy. But, like, so I think... A hard limited release of like the 15th of every month,
yep.
a new one's coming.
Yep.
That way he could make bigger,
yep.
take more time,
well,
and then we still get what we want, but we get it every 4 weeks.
A month release.
And even
is
like
great.
What? Stranger Things did that. Yep. They had
they
part
really
one,
held, yeah.
part one.
Made
part
you
two.
Wait a month, part two, but I mean, they could literally be like 3 episodes over 3 months. I'd be into
I,
it.
I don't
sure.
know if either of you watched the Fear Street series.
Yeah.
On a, yeah.
Oh,
it was
too. Awesome.
It was amazing.
It was
and
great.
And I don't know if you like know the original plan that COVID kind of ruined it was they were
theaters,
gonna
right?
it was supposed to be theaters.
I heard about
so
that.
So be released what like October and then wait 2 months or I think
oh,
a month.
Oh, cool.
Then November part two, then December part three. Something like that. They did it on Netflix.
Yeah, you gotta get into that.
I'm kind of happy they did it. I think the way it ended up working out was better.
I agree. I hope they continue it.
I agree. And it was nice, though, like when, because Claudia and I read a review on IGN at another place, and they praised it, and I was like, okay, I got to give this a chance. A lot of
needle drops.
As
fun.
Soon as the first one was done, it was like, cool, and they're smart. They do a Back to the Future.
Yeah,
they're like, here's what's coming in part two, and you can't help but be like, and it's streaming right now? Come on.
Carry on.
Right? Like, yeah.
I'm still watching.
And they
Netflix.
Use the same cast throughout, like,
because
it's 80, 90
it jumps period,
and
right,
something, right?
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah.
cool. It's like American Horror Story.
It's very, yes.
Like, yeah, it does.
Stranger Things, yeah. American Horror Story. It's
sure.
A comedy.
So they took R.L. Stine, and instead of being like, hey, instead of for grade 6, grade 7, like junior high, do your Stephen King moment.
Yeah.
What would you do for adults? And it's dark.
Yep.
It's good.
They have some good stuff.
Some good deaths. Really good deaths.
The final one's a little iffy. But part
two,
the
one in the mall, whatever it is, like whichever one
that
is
was
the,
one.
Give me a mall in the 80s, baby.
Two, oh, they do.
Two is my favorite. It's Camp. They're at,
oh, the Camp's the best one.
The Camp's the best.
Oh, that Camp, is, a mall,
and it's the girl from
what's the other
Stranger
one? A cemetery.
Things. It's hard to explain.
Actually
sink.
Well, it's kind of, you
goes
get
into
a
witch.
Yeah.
It goes into the Salem.
Yeah.
Let's say it goes into
it's
Salem.
Okay, so yeah, I can see.
You know what it does? I like it. Honestly, to me, it's funny. It really follows the Back to the Future formula. The first one is a cool story, kind of in present day. And then the second one does your classic 80s, let's go camp. And then your third one goes
all the way back.
And it's like...
So we're in the Wild West with
Biff getting... Yeah. And but this, their version of the Wild West is the Salem witch trials. So
okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm in.
But it's all for a reason. Like, they don't just drop you in that timepiece because they're like,
Charles.
Doc got struck by lightning again.
Charles.
I hate manure.
Charles, it's all for a reason.
It's always. It's all for a reason.
Manure.
Speaking of reasons, I need a reason to go eat. So
yeah,
I figure
let's
right
all
now.
Do that.
Yeah,
Hoobastank. Remember Hoobastank? The reason.
Oh, do not sing that out of tune song to me.
I'm not a person.
I didn't sing it.
Yeah,
I'm just.
That's the line I know. And the music video is ridiculous.
Shauna made chili, and I'm hungry, so
Let's go get some chili.
Thanks for listening to another week, listener. There are things that you can know about by following us, what we do in the future, what we do in the now, watch us online. It's the whole social media shameless pitch point of the show. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, The Real Debaters Facebook, we own Facebook, The Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook, spelling R-E-E-L, and The Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Now, here's a cool thing. There's a link in our bio. In that link, there's a bunch of other links. Ian Bawa and Diamond on TikTok that we've been talking about. You can follow that there, and you can even get his Rhea credit score up higher by, you know, more follows on TikTok.
It's Rhea, but okay.
Sorry, Rhea. My mispronunciation. Yeah.
We clearly are not on Rhea.
Rhea is someone that's on Rhea.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I get that. But you can follow Ian and Diamond doing their shenanigans, which is great, because can we talk about the thing with Diamond, or is that... They're quiet.
Diamond is getting her own TV show.
Yes, she is.
It will be a web show where we travel around Canada finding other people with animals that help them get through trauma.
Yeah, support animals, right?
That's as much as I can probably say for now. It's like, yes, it's likely going. It's just a lot of...
Speaking of, look who came in the room.
Oh, she probably heard
she
me.
Knows.
To be
probably
saying
her
name.
Diamond. Yeah, because
hey, beautiful.
If you're
a
listening,
superstar.
Listener, still, Diamond is the unofficial official mascot of the show. But this is the Diamond that gets to come over and sit.
That's
in the studio.
That's right.
The quietest,
loveliest fucking dog.
She is just a best sweet. Hi, sweetie.
Sleeping with her is magical. She just like she cuddles up. She puts weight on you like a human does.
She's truly like a what's it called, body pillow.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, totally.
She's just like
between me and Shauna those few days.
Just like
she,
Cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, Cookie gets like right up on you.
Get me in there. But you can watch this animal instead of hearing us talk about her on that link. And then Charles's Nerdgasm.
That's right.
What's the Nerdgasm? What's the last Nerdgasm thing you did?
So I just uploaded my playthrough of Jedi Survivor.
Yeah.
The latest Star Wars game on PlayStation 5. I'm working on my Nerdies, which is going to be a little bit different because it's so late this year. So.
Yeah, whatever.
But I'm giving my worst and best of 2022.
You were in school learning how to do things in a different way.
Things got a little bit delayed.
So
yeah.
Things get delayed. Life happens.
Can we have a tease? What is like one of the worst? What is one of the best?
So I'm conflicted right now. I hate... Last year I did a 2-movie winner. I did a Ghostbusters Afterlife and No Way Home.
Okay.
I was really... This year I'm torn too. This year it's between Everything Everywhere and Batman. And I might just be a sucker and give it to both of them because I loved both.
Yeah.
These are very good.
Yeah.
I do best scene.
I approve on all these.
Best scene is one of my favorite categories. So, like, because sometimes the movie can suck, but I'm like willing to give recognition for a good scene.
Yeah. Penis fingers.
yeah, that's plugs, one of them. Yeah. That's one of the scenes. No, there's really good pics. Like, I got like here. Let me quickly give you like it's best villain, worst villain, best hero, worst hero.
Speaking to the microphone, so the list.
Oh, sorry. Best scene.
2022.
Yeah, best and worst of 2022. So just to give you guys some nominees for best movie, I have Batman, Everything Everywhere All at Once,
yep.
Top Gun,
yep.
Barbarian,
yep.
Weird Al,
yep.
Nope, X,
yep. Nope,
and
yep.
Prey.
X, yeah. Prey, yeah.
So those are my best picture nominees.
These are all, I think you nailed like at least like four of them that were on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always like to, and I think with mine too, like I know Weird Al's a... Is Weird usually Al's, a random one.
Weird Al's,
I loved it.
I get it.
I love it.
I get
He's
it.
Parody
of
a parody. He's a childhood hero. I got to see him last year too at the BERT, and then the movie came out, so it's all like, it's all of that.
Movie.
It's in you. I get it.
Yeah.
You know what? It was hard to watch with the commercials on Roku. So.
Oh, see, I downloaded it. So I
smart
just,
man.
Yeah.
Fucking skip that shit. Where can they find you?
So you guys can find me on YouTube. Honestly, if you just type in CF bomb, all one word, I'm the first thing that comes up.
Ba-bomb.
And that's literally where
Sex
it is.
Sex ba-bomb.
Instagram, TikTok. Man, no, let's not say TikTok. Let's just say Instagram, YouTube, CF bomb. You will find me. The Nerdgasm is my little, I don't know. It's my love child to all pulp culture and everything.
Yeah.
And I got gameplay videos, movie reviews, and sometimes just rants.
Movies, like, games, rants, pop culture.
Like, I'm actually, it's funny we did this, but I was going to do a Guardians 3 review, but I was like, we kind of did that here. So what I'm doing instead is I'm doing, what does Guardians mean for the future of the MCU?
Nice. Yeah. Perfect.
Because I think that
you're
should
a new
be
rock star.
The new
I put you in the
standard.
Same category as them.
Well, and I think Guardians should be the new, like, it made me feel like Marvel's back on track.
It deserves to be a hood ornament. Yeah.
What does this film mean?
And, like, again, like, I was even thinking, I'm like, you know what? Instead of introducing, like, they got to stop getting rid of origin stories for everybody. And if they want to do it, take advantage of Disney Plus. Special presentation. Here's a look at your new X-Men. You want to know about all of them?
Yeah.
And then when you see them in the movie, you don't need to know why they're there.
For the casual watcher. That
and if
really
you
help.
Do, Disney Plus. And then it's cross-marketing, blah, blah, blah. Everybody wins. Like, my God.
All
it's
these,
so easy.
All these brilliant ideas of Charles's can be watched at the link in our bio. That's the point, is that if you want to go to each of them, go ahead. But you go to the link in our bio at the Real Debaters Podcast Instagram, Real Debaters Pod, at it. Hit that link in the bio and then follow everybody. And then you're in the Debaterverse.
And then we all win.
We all win, right? And that's the free and easy way to support the show. If this is your first time and you like what you heard, we're not one of those Patreon people, but we do have a buy us a coffee if you want to throw us some bucks. It's also at the link in our bio. We got a YouTube channel. It's all there. Link in our bio at Real Debaters Pod, Twitter and Instagram, the Real Debaters Podcast on Facebook. We also have a brand new merch stand that has hats.
It's beautiful.
And backpacks.
Ooh,
and socks.
I didn't know about backpacks.
Yeah.
And leggings and sweatsuits.
Leggings.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it's from Canada, guys.
Right.
Like, it's Canadian. They ship from Toronto. So it's not like you're ordering a t-shirt across the border and then having to pay
Yeah, and you
duty
don't have to
that.
Feel bad wearing it.
You don't have to feel bad wearing it.
Feel good wearing it.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
But, like, it's cheap. Like, I think it's $4.
I feel bad.
It's $4. It's $4 to ship a $25 t-shirt.
Oh,
so if you
want
to
so
wear
funny.
Us, it's taken 3 years to find a proper online merch stand that didn't get bought by somebody else, that didn't change their freight.
God damn you, Amazon.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so... I mean, we would love it if you just subscribed, but if you wanted to pay for stuff, you can donate, you can shop, you can do all that shit. And shameless self-promotion segment of the show over.
Money, money.
Goes a long way, man. Like,
you
know, production costs, if you want to make us sound better or learn a thing or two and you want to throw money at us, we will put that back into producing this. This isn't like give me money and then I'm going to go, you know, get a porn membership or something. I don't know.
I mean, who knows? If we get enough people, we'll do an OnlyFans.
I'll do an OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm fed up. Anyways, I've been Michael Petro.
I'm Ian Bawa.
I'm Charles Fernandez.
And watch all the movies, kids. Say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Spanish ladies.